good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with me. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, firmly ensconced, as we always are, in the newly holiday-decorated Allstate Showcase studio. Holy cow, the folks from Tree Time have come back again this year. The place looks phenomenal. There's been some changes, and yet Santa's crotch still on prime display in the Allstate Showcase studio. It would not be the Christmas season if I was not staring at Santa's naughty bits through the entire program. So thank you to the fine folks at Tree Time for another spectacular job decorating the studio. We got a big show planned for you tonight. We got guests tonight. It's crazy.
Amazing.
Yes, we want you to be part of the program, though, as always. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. When you call in, you'll be talking to Cody, my T-shirt, does my talking golf. He is the executive producer from Rockford, Illinois, who now looks very confused because he can't find, I don't know what he's looking for. Oh, headphones, so he can pretend to listen to the program. That's nice. If you like social media, and who doesn't, you can keep in touch with us that way, too. Facebook and Twitter, it's Brian Noonan Show. So go and check that out. We're going to talk to Karen Conti, of course, after 8 o'clock. So if you have some legal questions, you can get those answered. Our old pal Matt Malone, remember Matt, the dumpster diver guy who was making thousands of dollars and talked to you not only about what you can find in dumpsters, but the reason you need to be a little more secure with your information. He's going to join us after 7 o'clock. And a real inspiring story coming up at 6:30 that Cody introduced me to after his time at TEDx Naperville. So we're going to talk to a man who was, now correct me if I'm wrong, Cody, you said he was the only speaker at TEDx Naperville to immediately get a standing ovation when he finished his talk.
That is correct. All right. Only the best for you, Brian.
Well, that's fantastic. I can't believe you actually booked somebody. Cody booked two guests tonight, Roger,
yeah,
which doubles his yearly output in one show. I think he was saving it all up to the end of the year, a big holiday blitzkrieg where he goes, look at me.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if we do reviews, but this might be year-end review time, and Cody thinks, well, I'm going to go out strong. We're going to block January through early November completely out of our minds.
Right.
We're going to focus on the holiday season.
Well, that's like most retail outlets do that. You know, they make all the biggest money at the end of the year,
right,
and then they can show a profit.
This is when this show goes into the black right now. From Thanksgiving on, this show is in the black. Forget the other 9-10 months. That's in the red. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
Forget about that.
He even left town several weeks, didn't even care.
No, he doesn't care.
I don't remember that.
Once Santa's crotch returns to the Allstate Showcase studio, we are on point.
Yeah.
Because we know we're going into the holidays. We can't be goofing around. We gotta get to the point of the story.
Yeah.
Do some deal.
Yeah. Look at all the guests I booked for you. Yeah, but they're all in the last 4 weeks of the year.
See, but he knows my short-term memory is all I count on.
There you go.
So we can say, what did we do on the show last week? And all I remember is he wasn't here, and did we even have a show last week? That's always my question. Oh, yeah, last week was the big hour-long show.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought of you yesterday, Roger.
Uh-oh.
And I feared that I would end up like you, the target of my own mockery, because everybody remembers your saga, your sad tale of woe during the blizzard when you got stuck on Lakeshore Drive. And part of the reason you got stuck was you were doing okay,
right?
But then a bus jackknifed, traffic stopped, and suddenly you were frozen in. Is that correct?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
So yesterday, I hope everyone survived the snow and is now surviving the subarctic temperatures, all in preparation for 50 degrees on Thursday.
Yeah,
this
golf.
This is Chicago.
We're going golfing before
really?
The turkey.
Well,
55
if
degrees,
50,
are you kidding?
Yeah, why not? I may even put the top down on my daughter's convertible and drive around. But so I hope everybody survived. It was, I know it was rough in a lot of places. Some places escaped fairly unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
As I look outside Michigan Avenue, there's really no snow to be seen anywhere. So some areas got hit very hard. Some did not. I hope everybody's okay. And I know, Roger, you've been reporting that there were some power outages, and those are starting to get remedied. So things are going along.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving up to sell brushes, as I am wont to do on Saturdays.
Yeah. I hear that's going pretty good, too.
Well, sales are up and down. It is the fourth quarter, so I'm trying to get the brush sales in the black. Brought a couple of guests along to sell the brushes, so things are going well.
That's good. Okay.
But the first third of my trip was fine. Suddenly, I got near the Lake Forest Oasis, and things turned sketchy.
Uh-oh.
And then thank you, Roger. It took me over an hour to get from the Lake Forest Oasis to just north of the Kenosha exit, where the big exit where all the restaurants and stores are.
Right.
That usually takes about 25 minutes. It was to a point where I'm usually not terrified on the roads. I'm a pretty aggressive driver.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared to death. I was in the right lane, white-knuckling it. And when I started thinking of you was as we got to the last toll booth before you go into Wisconsin. You know, you pass
right.
Great America, mm-hmm. and you're right there. Everything started to really slow down. Turns out a couple cars who had no doubt flown past me on the left had spun out.
Wow.
So there were spin outs on both sides, and now everybody was kind of moving from left or from right to left, trying to move over, clear a right lane, but then be careful because they had to not go over all the way to the left because there were a couple cars over there.
Boy, it sounds exactly what happened to me on the drive.
And the snow is coming down hard,
mm-hmm.
and my wipers are, and it's getting icy on my windshield, and now we're going about 5 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the windshield is icing over. To the point where I've got my defroster kicked up all the way. I've got the wipers going as fast as they can. And all I can think about is, if we stop completely,
mm-hmm.
one, the roads are going to be too bad to get traction to get going again, and I'm going to be Roger.
No.
And I don't have
no.
a Gatorade bottle in my car.
No.
And, you know, I did, however, because
I'm
a 90-year-old man, I brought a couple apples and a couple of cereal bars
mm-hmm.
and some bottles of water, which I wasn't going to drink because, again, I didn't have a Gatorade bottle in
there. There you go.
So I just kept thinking, oh, no, if I turn into Roger, then Roger will be able to mock as much as other people believe that he was mocked when this happened to him, even though we weren't really mocking while it was happening. We did have a little fun after when you were safe.
Right, right.
But during it, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was
well,
how
I'm glad
I thought
you're
of
safe. Wow. I'm glad you made it okay. Was it? It was slow just because of the conditions and the cars off on the road.
The conditions were horrible.
How was traffic itself? Was there a lot of traffic?
Yes, and there was the traffic.
Oh, okay.
Here, let me just say this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to get this out of the way for the whole winter. Cody, mark the tape so we can just replay this every couple weeks when it snows in Chicago. Slow down, jerks.
Mm-hmm.
I am a very aggressive driver. But here's my tip. Again, slow down, jerks. I'm in the right-hand lane going 20, maybe, tops,
okay.
because if I got to 25, everything started fishtailing.
Right.
But then there'd be somebody in front of me who decided they were going to go 10. Now, 10 seemed a little slow with nobody in front of them, so I would try to ease over and, you know, pass them a little so I could keep going my 20.
Right.
But I couldn't go over to the left a lot of times because there were people who were flying by. And I know there's people with four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. And those were the people who were ending up in the ditches.
Yeah.
So, you know, at some point you just have to slow down. That's all I'm going to say about driving because we all have to do it every year. But it amazes me still that even though cars are spinning out all over, there's still people texting. I'm not lying. Still somebody doing the handheld phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Reading a newspaper.
Sure,
eating.
Oh, they got a lot to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Got
yeah.
a lot to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, were you driving the top down on the convertible, or did you have
Yeah, I had the top down on the convertible.
No, which one did you have?
I had my Santa Fe.
Oh, okay. All right.
My Hyundai.
Yeah.
Which, I love the car. Not the best in the
weather.
Snow. Well, in that weather, I don't think anything. Plus, I have slicks on it because I like to drag race
right,
in the
right.
better weather.
Yeah.
And I haven't changed my tires yet. So I still have my slicks
winterized.
On.
Oh, no, okay.
Still got the big slicks.
I got you.
Which is not good. All right, let's do this. And then, you know, Thanksgiving is Thursday. And the Butterball Turkey Talk line is always a wild source of entertainment. Some of the weirdest questions posed to the Butterball Turkey Hotline on the other side. 312-981-7200 is how you get a hold of us right here on 720 WGN.
But it's cold outside.
Our gentle fall comes to a screeching halt this weekend. Get updates from the WGN Weather Center throughout the day and night. Skilling here. Get my Chicagoland forecast on 720 WGN on WGNradio.com and wherever you go with WGN Radio on the TuneIn app.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money. And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In these challenging times, you can do so much for those who have so little. Contribute to Chicago Tribune Holiday Giving and help your neighbors in need. Give a gift today. Call 1-800-217-3190. Even a small donation can work wonders. The McCormick Foundation will match 50 cents on a dollar, making your contribution go even further. 100% goes to those in need, and 100% stays in Chicagoland. Give today and make a brighter tomorrow at chicagotribune.com/holidaygiving.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Dad, if you're not going to listen to me, who will you listen to?
Can we just enjoy the drive?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden, how did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing, but there are things you can do to make the most of it as you age.
Really?
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn how to help reduce some risks to your brain at brainhealth.gov.
Grab your jingle bells and kick off the holiday season for the City of Chicago's 102nd Annual Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. This year in Millennium Park, it's happening Tuesday, November 24th. That's this Tuesday. Music starts at 5:30 with performances by Renee Fleming, the cast of A Charlie Brown Christmas, and more. And Santa Claus is going to be available for visits and photos until 8 p.m. For a complete lineup of this free event, visit cityofchicago.org/jingle. Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 10. And it should be nice Tuesday night for the tree lighting ceremony. First time in Millennium Park. I love me some Renee Fleming, too. I know you don't think of me as an opera buff. And really, I'm not. I'm just smitten by her. I saw her the first time when she was, I think, singing for the first President Obama inauguration or something. There was some big event in Washington she was singing. I went, hey, blah, 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 blah. All right, Thanksgiving is Thursday. I know Cody is going to his home in Rockford because he likes danger with his turkey and dressing. He likes to go up there and flaunt his safety, relative safety, and taunt death in Rockford, one of the world's most dangerous cities.
And running.
You're running?
I'm doing the turkey trot.
Are you really?
Register for the turkey trot. It's a 5K.
When was the last time you ran?
2 months.
Who decided this? You, your family,
your
lady?
My sister's going, and then I was like, I mentioned it to my girlfriend, and she's like, oh, we should do it. And I was like, all right.
Do you get a medal? Do you get a T-shirt?
I get Thanksgiving dinner afterwards.
Well, I know, but a lot of these, all these 5Ks give you something. That's like my wife and daughter do the ones where you get a medal, a cool medal.
No, I don't think so. I was going to get a shirt, but I didn't, and now I wish I did because my girlfriend got one, and then we could have been that couple that matched.
You have to be that couple.
She thinks that's atrocious, but I thought it was adorable.
But they're... In a 5K, there's going to be thousands of those couples.
Well,
in fact, thousands of people who will all match because that's what they do.
In Rockford, in the snow, I'm not sure there will be thousands of people on Thursday.
I've got a feeling there will be. There's a lot of lunatics who like... It's not going to be snowing in Rockford on Thursday. It's going to be like 50.
Oh, I don't know about 50.
And rain.
It's going to be raining in 50.
Yeah. But it'll be fine.
Raining in 50 in the snow.
Won't be any snow.
No.
The snow's going to be gone by Thursday.
The snow's not all going to melt by Thursday.
It's Sunday night. The snow is melting today.
You have not seen how much snow's in Rockford.
Listen, I'm guaranteeing you it'll be gone.
I will.
There may be a little bit on the grass somewhere, but there will not be. You will have no problem running. You won't have to wear galoshes. You won't have to wear a lot of extra runner's gear.
Where do you usually run? On the street? The race course is on the street?
Cody runs from his bathroom to his living room so he doesn't miss his turn in some sort of crazy video game. That's when he runs. He's not out running.
But if you're running on the street, they've already plowed and salted. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Don't
what
worry
are you
going to
do? A shortcut through people's backyards?
He thinks this is how hipsters do the 5K. He'll show up in skinny jeans.
Oh my God, I'm not a hipster.
And he won't wear the T-shirt because that's so jive.
You know I ran. It's so jive.
You heard me.
Is this the 70s?
It's what hipsters bring back the old.
Not a hipster.
Whatever.
And I ran cross country for 4 years in high school.
That was in high school. You got to let high school go. You've been out of college for a long time.
I was prom king.
You've been
king,
out of high school longer than that.
No, I was prom king. I'm never letting that go. It's my my greatest achievement in life.
Wow.
But he's definitely a runner because how could you be as skinny? How could you be as skinny as him and not be a good runner?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of those Feed the Children commercials. I bet those kids aren't running anywhere.
Oh.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey.
What? All right, listen.
Correct. Skinny does not mean that you run.
Skinny does not mean you run. Skinny just means you haven't eaten a lot.
Or
you
have
a big metabolism.
Yeah, there you go.
Fast metabolism.
Yeah, right.
What's your excuse?
All of the
above. It's got to be the metabolism.
Metabolism.
It's got to be metabolism. And the hipster mentality.
I don't have a hipster.
Keeps you thin.
Okay.
I think you do protest too much, Cody the G. I think you're a little upset. Yes, he does protest too much. All right, so you're going to Rockford. You're going to be running. That's exciting. And then you'll finish up and you'll have a nice dinner with your family. That's beautiful. Roger,
yes.
What are your big plans for Thanksgiving?
Working here.
Are you? What time?
Wednesday night into I'll be filling in for Esmeralda Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night into Friday.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll miss each other.
Right. Well, why?
Because I'm working the afternoon Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday afternoon.
All right.
And for those of you who have been wondering, yes, I'll be here Thanksgiving from 3 to, I believe, 6:30. Because then the football guys come in, and they yammer on before the Bears-Packers game.
And
then they'll come back on after that.
Now, we won't have Thanksgiving dinner, per se.
Really?
We didn't think she was going to have chemo on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, but she is.
Oh, no.
So... Can't really be around the kids and stuff on Thursday. So they're going to have my daughter's friend is putting on a nice dinner, and so they'll bring stuff back for her, and I'll have something. Then Patty Vasquez is working Thanksgiving night, her regular show, and apparently she's got this big tradition where she and everybody else brings tons of food in.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So it'll be nice. It'll be nice, yeah.
Patty doesn't get the holidays off?
I think she didn't want it off, I think she said.
All right. Well, good for her.
Probably does it earlier in the day.
She wants to get away from her own family. I don't blame. Listen, that's why I'm working Thursday, even though my wife and daughter are going to be out of town, and I don't know. Everybody's like, "Oh, you're going to your brother?" My brother is having Thanksgiving, I think, but I haven't been invited. And I was trying to think back to if I had made a scene in past Thanksgivings that would have gotten me bumped from the list, and I don't think I have. I think maybe it's one of those where he just assumes I'm going to show up. But I don't like to just show up, at least without a heads up. So who knows? I'll get off at 6:30, and maybe the dogs and I'll have a nice Swanson's Thanksgiving dinner together.
Ooh.
Sure, that's how I roll.
Yeah,
just sitting in the dark eating a frozen dinner. I'm not even going to heat it up. I'm just gonna sit there and weep. So that'll be nice. So I will be here from 3 to 6:30 on Thanksgiving, and Roger will be here, and a lot of other people, and Cody will be in Rockford, probably icing down his knees from his big run, his big 5K, drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and wearing a pipe, smoking a pipe.
None of those things.
In his kilt, sure. Yeah.
You should run in your kilt.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey giblets hang underneath.
That's fine, but hipsters don't wear kilts.
Well, listen, then we know you won't wear it.
Wow.
All right. Listen, we got to do this because after the news, we're going to talk to Jeff Wallace. This guy has a fascinating story. I think you're going to enjoy it. Cody introduced me to him through TEDx Naperville, so we'll talk to Jeff on the other side of the news on WGN.
Steve Cochran.
Getting up really early?
If I didn't have to, I wouldn't do it either.
Don't worry. You can catch all of my show each and every day in handy podcast form. Learn more at WGNradio.com or call me at home.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Click this ad and get a $140 mail-in rebate on select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
The world-famous WGN Chicago personalized calendars are for 2016 are available now in the featured section on WGNradio.com. This year, Chicago is captured in black and white, presented in a special and one-of-a-kind way in the 2016 2Ks calendar. This is the eighth year for these highly sought-after calendars, and this is the first year that it's all black and white. Not only does it feature Chicago landmarks as seen through the lens of our spectacular photographers, but the images are crafted with your name seamlessly blended in. You'll enjoy a view of Chicago that will change the way you look at the city forever. These black and white calendars add a whole new level of class and elegance. Give a gift that is completely 100% original. Go to WGNradio.com and scroll down to the feature section. Make a purchase of our calendar and a portion of the proceeds benefit JDRF. To make 2016 an epic year, you have to start with an epic calendar. The 2K's calendar, available in the feature section at WGNradio.com. We'll talk to Jeff Wallace on the other side of the news. A little after 6:30, here's Roger Badish.
State Senator Dan Biss of Evanston dropped his bid for the Democratic nomination today for state controller, paving the way for Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza to challenge Republican Leslie Munger in next year's general election. Biss said he had decided to drop out of the race to avoid a divisive primary contest that he believed would endanger Democratic efforts to capture the controller's office. Two people sustained serious injuries in an accident this afternoon at Route 59 at Tallgrass Court. They involved a private ambulance and a Honda CRV. The Honda sustained severe damage. Two occupants were pinned in the vehicle. The private ambulance was transporting a patient at the time. All lanes of Sutton Road remained closed between Schaumburg and Gulf. Security remains tight in Brussels. A series of police raids in central Brussels have ended hours after the government decided to keep its terror alert at the highest possible level. 16 people were arrested. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
At FedEx Office, the holidays arrive packed and shipped at a great value. Let our pros pack all those perfect gifts starting at just $4.99. And then choose the reliability of FedEx Ground to get them where they need to go, safe and on time. We're here to help at the shipping counter. Visit FedEx.com/pack and ship or click the banner now for details on how to get started today. FedEx.com/pack and ship. It's how the holidays arrive.
Nicolau Foundation will hold its 12th annual gala fundraiser on December 5th in Oak Brook. All proceeds provide programs for neglected and abused children. The event includes a gourmet dinner, open bar, raffles, auctions, and a live music by a mariachi. Nicolau helps children in need with new housing, education, recreations, social skills, nutrition, and self-sufficiency. Call 708-410-1005 for tickets and information. That's 708-410-1005.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
Team and training will change your life with a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients. Join TNT. Fundraise for blood cancer patients. Train with world-class trainers and be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex.
Join TNT now. Go to teamandtraining.org.
I don't know why my son would ruin himself with alcohol. Breaks my heart. I don't understand why this is happening. My therapist recommended Al-Anon Family Groups. I didn't want to go to Al-Anon, but I'm glad I went. If someone's drinking breaking your heart, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon Family Group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WGN Sports, Bears losing to the Broncos 17-15. Hawks will be playing San Jose on Wednesday. In college basketball tomorrow, the Wildcats taking on North Carolina in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. Pre-games at 8, the tip-off at 8:15 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer right here at 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Checking WGN traffic, as we mentioned before, Route 59 between Schaumburg and Golf is still closed because of that earlier two-car accident involving an ambulance and two trapped people. They have taken all five of the people involved to area hospitals right now, but that road is still closed. Accident on Lake Street at Elgin O'Hare Expressway. Roosevelt Road between Costner and Pulaski is still closed due to police activity. Number 12, Roosevelt buses are being rerouted. Accident 159th at South Harlem. The inbound Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown is 19 minutes, but 24 minutes back out to the airport. Thorndale to downtown is 30 minutes, same amount of time on the outbound Eisenhower going back out to Thorndale. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, a low around 25. Tomorrow, it should get up to about 35. Monday night, down to about 30. And Tuesday, it should be up around 40 degrees. Nice running weather. Right now, 22 at O'Hare, 24 at Midway and Oak Park, 24 also along the lakefront, winds out of the south at 13 with a wind chill at O'Hare of 10. Next news 7 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. A couple of weeks ago, if you remember, we had the organizer of TEDx Naperville and one of the speakers from TEDx Naperville on because Cody was emceeing the entire shebang out there. And afterwards, he got a hold of me. He said, man, we got to talk to this guy because I listened to him speak. He was the only guy, only speaker there, male, female, didn't matter, who got an immediate standing ovation following his talk. And so Cody sent me the information. I read the talk that this gentleman gave, and I knew I wanted to introduce him to you. Even though our time is tight, Jeff Wallace joins us now on 720 WGN. Jeff, thanks for taking some time tonight. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
So I was reading the talk that you gave at the TEDx Naperville, and you say that everything you do now is driven by a need to redeem yourself and an obligation you feel to give back to society. What in your background led you to feel that way?
Well, I think, you know, and that's a great question. In the beginning of my talk, I think that I sort of talked about a little bit of my background as far as some of the things I've done in life that I'm not the most proud of. I've done in life that sort of led me to where I was standing on that stage talking about redeeming myself. And in particular, my background consists of committing a pretty violent felony at a young age of 17 and then getting sentenced as an adult and then going to the county jail, and then ultimately prison, where I spent my 17th or my 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th birthday.
You were in the Iowa State Correctional Facility. Four of those years, you were in solitary confinement. I can't imagine what that's like.
Absolutely. I think that when I went in there, you go in at, you know, at that young of an age, you go in and you have the mentality of what am I going to deal with? What am I going to go through? And I just went in there with an idea that, you know what, I needed to make sure that no matter what happened, that I took care of myself. And as a result, I sort of adopted some patterns of being violent and some patterns of sort of just of self-preservation that ended me in the hole for so long in solitary confinement.
Now, you mentioned, Jeff, that you committed a violent act at 17. That's what got you convicted as an adult. Had you had incidents with run-ins with the law a lot previous to that? Because it would seem like, you know, to be sentenced as an adult at 17 had to be pretty bad, or maybe you had an extensive record.
Yeah, actually, I did. I first started getting put on probation when I was approximately 12 years old, and probably from the age of 14... up until the age of 24 when I was finally released, I probably spent a total of 6 months to a year out in the community. So from ages 14 to 17, I was in and out of juvenile facilities.
and then you graduate to the big leagues, so to speak. You go to county jail, then you're sent to the state prison. When you get there, what's your mindset? You said you knew you had to protect yourself, so you adopted some behaviors that ended up with you in the hole. But mentally, do you think when you walk in that first day, this is it, I'm never leaving, or, well, I'm going to serve my time and get out? What's the mindset of somebody at that age? What was your mindset?
For one, you're not really mature, but yet you're in a mature situation. You're in an adult prison. Like I had mentioned, I'm the youngest out of 550 prisoners when I go in there. So I would say that you adopt the mindset of I have to survive, and in order to do that, I have to only think about being inside of those walls or being inside of that cell. And you quit thinking about family, you quit thinking about friends, and you truly take on a mindset of all I'm consumed with is this 10x8 cell and what's in there. And the everyday, you know, steps of being in prison.
So you stopped communicating with your family. You didn't read letters. You didn't want them to come see you. That has to be, is that the trick of surviving? It sounds like that's for you. Is it something you learned from other inmates that they said, listen, you just have to cut off the outside world because if you're thinking about them, you're going to go crazy?
Yeah, I think that I sort of watched them do that. And then I also just took that on from just, you know, this is going to be some way that I was going to survive mentally. Because when I was in solitary confinement, I watched multiple grown men just completely lose it and fall into a level of insanity I had never seen in my life. So I was wanting to make sure that I wasn't one of them. So I wanted to make sure that I was there, but I was going to come out stronger. And at some point, I started, talking and working with another prisoner who was older than me. And we started, and I started understanding that from the different lessons and teachings that I learned from him, that I had to go a little further than that. And I really needed to start educating myself.
Well, I wanted to get to that because there was, you would think, and this is from, I'm sure a lot of us who haven't been in prison, we think that you're not able to form friendships. You're not going to learn something from another inmate. But there was one particular person who started you on the road to redemption that you're on today. Explain how that all came about and the unusual way, at least I found it unusual, how he taught you these lessons.
Absolutely, Brian. Well, while I was in solitary confinement, it is what it sounds like. You're by yourself. However, in the cell house that we were in, it was actually titled Cell House 220. It was known for being it was a cell house of about 48 prisoners, and out of the 48, if you had a supermax in Iowa, this is what it would be.
Wow.
Supermax lockdown, and out of 48 prisoners, probably about 10 of us were sane. The rest were insane with, everything you can imagine. Mental illness, you know, just a lot of different things going on. So the only way to really communicate was through the vents. And so as we started talking through the vents a little bit more and started playing chess through the vents, started sort of through that game of chess, started understanding how do I apply that to life. And he started talking to me about the different pieces and the whole layout and how to incorporate that into my everyday life.
And what were the four, you mentioned four lessons that you learned from playing chess.
Absolutely. I think that the main one and the probably the one that, you know, you that helps you mature up is one, we need to make sure that I respect everybody no matter what their differences are. And understand the importance of every piece on the board. So, you know, this is a pawn over here, this is a rook over here, this is a bishop, whatever it may be, respect their individual piece and the role they play in the game. As in life, you respect everybody. Two, that I make sure that I protect the weak. So the pawn doesn't have a lot of power at the beginning of the game, but it has probably the most potential of becoming one of the most powerful pieces. Every other piece on that board is going to be what it is, with the exception of the pawn. If you can protect that pawn, make strategic moves, and eventually get to the end of the board, it has the ability of being whatever you want it to be. Third, be humble. Play the move, play the game as if every move counts. And just in life, you got to make sure that as you're interacting with people, it counts. You know, you're putting something into them. They're putting something into you. You're learning from them. They're learning from you. And lastly, I learned how to practice restraint. You know, when you're playing chess, you, especially starting out, you tend to chase a lot of pieces. Well, you say, I'm going to go after his queen or I'm going to go after this piece. But you got to actually play the game without chasing pieces, but actually as though you're trying to win. And sometimes in the process of that, you'll sacrifice pieces or pieces will get lost. But the goal is to win the game, i.e. achieve your goals.
Jeff Wallace is my guest. His TEDx talk was entitled An Insider's Plan for Rehabilitating the Juvenile Justice System. We know, Jeff, a little bit of your story about being on the inside. When we come back, we're going to talk about your plans, what you're doing now, and what you think needs to change, having been in the juvenile justice system, what needs to change going forward to try to help actually turn what's supposed to be rehabilitation into rehabilitation. More with Jeff Wallace on the other side. It's Brian Noonan, 720 WGN.
Wednesday night,
Blackhawks.
They score!
Red hot! It's a power play goal.
Crawford punches it.
Blackhawks on the left coast to take on the San Jose Sharks. That's pregame at 8:30. The puck drop at 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Jonathan Taves on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Tonight, Jennifer Lopez puts you on the A-list.
I'm hosting the hottest party of the year, the American Music Awards, and you're invited to it.
With performances by
Coldplay,
Ariana Grande,
The Weeknd,
Justin Bieber, a first-ever duet with Alanis Morissette and Demi Lovato. And head to a galaxy far, far away with an exclusive Star Wars tribute by chart-topping phenomenon Pentatonix. Jennifer Lopez hosts the American Music Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir, and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today.
Uh-huh.
Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Treat your family to a VIP experience of Goodman Theater's 38th annual production of A Christmas Carol. Enter online at WGNradio.com/contests for the chance to win 4 tickets to the December 11th performance, a backstage tour, and dinner at Howls and Hood.
One goal.
For the third time in 6 years!
3 times.
It's one goal achieved!
The ultimate keepsake memory of the incredible Stanley Cup winning season by the 2015 Chicago Blackhawks. One Goal Three. 240-page hardcover book with behind-the-scenes photos and expert commentary on the Blackhawks' incredible season. Plus, bonus DVD and much more.
The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup!
Perfect for any Blackhawks fan this holiday. One Goal Three.
On sale now at all Blackhawks store locations and at shop.nhl.com.
Illinois Youth Dance Theater invites you to attend their 16th annual production of The Nutcracker. Step back in time to experience a Christmas celebration you won't soon forget, where magical dolls, a Nutcracker prince, and a Rat King come to life. Travel with Marie and her prince to the Kingdom of Sweets, where snowflakes sparkle, candy canes frolic, and flowers fill the stage with a swirl of color and movement. Enchant your family this season by attending the show at the Lake Zurich Performing Arts Center, December 17th through the 20th. For tickets, visit IYDT.org or call 847-438-4500. This dazzling performance by over 50 local dancers will inspire a holiday tradition for years to come. Illinois Youth Dance Theater is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, talking with Jeff Wallace. He was a speaker at TEDx Naperville, where Cody was the MC. Cody did a great job, by all reports. Jeff gave one of the most well-received talks. He got an immediate standing ovation for his talk, An Insider's Plan for Rehabilitating the Juvenile Justice System. And if you're just joining us, Jeff outlined his background, which I don't think I'm overstating, Jeff, to say was very violent, and that's what ended with you being in the Iowa State Correctional Facility for you were in the State Correctional Facility for 6 years, correct?
Yes.
6 years, and you got out. And once you got out, tell people what you're doing now, because this is where we mentioned at the beginning of our talk, you feel the need to redeem yourself and an obligation to give back. So what are you up to now?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when I was in there, I always made sure in my conversations and talks that with different prisoners that, you know what, I just vowed that I was never to return again. So I know I needed to educate myself. So when I got out in 1998, I immediately enrolled in college, the community college. And then during that time, while I was enrolled, I was actually getting my paralegal degree. And during that time, I actually volunteered at the same facility where I spent time as a juvenile, where I actually ended up leaving that facility and during a breakout, if you will, and received charges that actually ended me up in prison as well. So I started volunteering in that facility, working with the young people, mentoring them. And after doing that for about, I'd say about 6 years, I ended up getting my bachelor's degree. And then after that, I started working there as a residential counselor. And eventually, after working there for about a year and a half, I quickly moved through the program as far as becoming an assistant supervisor, then a supervisor, and now I currently supervise and provide clinical supervision to a variety of staff. Altogether, I supervise about 50 staff altogether. And also, again, this is the same programs where I once was as well. So it's kind of surreal, and it's also that's why it's really redemptive for me to do this work where I'm doing it at.
Yeah, especially because you're looking at kids who were you a number of years ago.
Yeah, and I sort of look at this as sort of a time traveling session where I go back and I think, what would I say to myself? And that's what I sort of do. But I eventually did, while I was in 2010, I ended up getting a master's of criminal justice as well. And I actually got that at the same college where it was a block away from my house. But as a kid, I never really thought I'd go there and actually get a master's for anything. And so it was in my backyard. I was sitting on Mother's Day, and I'd listen to all the, you know, the speeches when they were doing it during the graduation.
Sure.
Never really thought that I'd be there actually graduating, but I did, and now I'm working on a PhD in criminal justice because I think and I know that with these different levels of education, I'm able to then influence policy and procedure at just about every level, you know, because people do listen to you more when you have those different.
Exactly. The letters mean something behind your name. People think that you've put in the time and you might know what you're talking about.
Right.
Now, Jeff, we're going to run out of time, but I want to hit on a couple things before we do. Part of what you're doing and part of your talk is fixing the juvenile justice system, which most of us don't think about unless we were in it or somebody we know or love is in it. What do you think are some of the biggest issues right now with the juvenile justice system?
Okay, I'm going to just quickly outline. There's four that I think that we need to focus on. One, we need to have a culture of trauma-informed care.
Explain what that means.
Trauma-informed care is where you look at a child or you look at their family. Instead of looking at them and saying what's wrong with you, we ask them what happened to you. I think that's pretty significant in how we treat juveniles and their families. We also need to focus on their family relationships. We got to have a good plan together. So when the kid has been equipped with all these tools, when they go back to the family dynamics, they can actually be successful, and the family can be supportive as well. Three, we need to house juvenile offenders separately from adults. That is pretty significant, and you definitely want to make sure that juveniles are with juveniles.
Now, see, and I thought that happened all the time, but then you outlined your case, and you were 17. You're thrown into county jail.
Yeah.
The criminal justice system considers 18-year-olds adults, right? So are you saying 18 is still juvenile?
I'm saying that 18 years old is an arbitrarily set age that was developed in Illinois when the juvenile justice system first started. And our kids, our brains for our kids were going to actually start forming and developing completely until the age of 24. So the frontal lobe is which is responsible for decision making
right.
and reasoning isn't even fully functioning until 24. But yet we're putting these juveniles at age 16, 17 in with grown men and women and expecting them to somehow come out rehabilitated when they've never been habilitated to begin with. So I think that we really need to focus on making sure that we separate them, and that we also need to also include establishing community ties, because a lot of times when these kids go back to the community, if they haven't been immersed back in there and feel supported, they're more likely to be to steal and to assault because they don't feel a part of it. So we definitely, and one thing we need to make sure is that we understand that most of these kids and these adults are coming back to be our neighbors. So we definitely want to invest in them. Definitely.
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, we tend to think, and as you mentioned, when you were in prison, there's a lot of the criminally insane people. You don't want some people out, but there's some people, especially if you can, and I don't mean to sound like a bleeding heart, but I'd imagine there's some kids like you. You can rehabilitate. If you do it the right way, you can save some people. What do you think it was? Because we hear the stories about all these, you know, you hear about gang members or juvenile offenders, and they go into the system, and that's it for them. They're either hardened before they go in, and they don't change. What do you think it was about you that made you able to reevaluate things, learn the lessons that the other inmate was trying to teach you, and then instead of it all just being talk about I'm never going back, you've actually made the progress to back up your words?
Mm-hmm. I think that it came down to I started understanding the word and the world of choices. As a youngster, you don't, when you are limited in choices, well, you're not likely to probably choose the best choices. But as I read more, educated myself more, I started understanding that I had multiple choices out there about what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. And as a result, I'm living, breathing proof that people can change. And I think that it starts and begins with education and getting kids and families to understand that there are choices out there.
Yeah, and I think that's what, if you do any reading, and I know you do, but other people, that's what it, there's a feeling of there's no choice. This is what we do. This is what we're born into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it's going to be. And unfortunately for a lot of kids, that is how it ends up being.
Yeah, and I think when we're looking at these kids and we're looking at their families, because that's who reinforces the values, we have to work with both instead of one and not the other. And we need to really expose them to different type of choices and different type of things. And the nonprofit that I'm trying to develop right now is going to do just that.
And we've actually linked to that page for that nonprofit on our Facebook page. So if you want to know what Jeff is up to and his latest project, you can go to our Facebook page and then follow the link to help him out. Jeff, we could talk for hours, and I hope you'll join me again, because I think there's a lot more to talk about, especially on this changing this system that, you know, some people need to be punished and kept isolated, but there's an equal number, if not more, that can be helped. It's just a matter of changing the system and trying to figure out the ways to do this. So congratulations on your transformation and on the work you're doing, and I look forward to talking to you again. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot. You too, Brian.
Take care. That's Jeff Wallace. Again, we've linked to the page for a nonprofit that Jeff's trying to get started. You can go to the Facebook page and figure that out. And we'll talk to Jeff again in the future, because I think this was very worthwhile. All right, on the other side of the news, our old dumpster diving pal Matt Malone is going to join us. He was in L.A. Oh, man, you're not going to believe what happened to him. We'll get to all of it on the other side of the news on WGN.
Hi, this is Steve King.
And I'm Johnny Putman.
And we couldn't be more excited because our first book, A Little More or Less, is now available.
It's all about our conversations, photos, and memories from our treasured friendship with the legendary Les Paul.
The foreword is by Dwayne Eddy, Grammy winner and Hall of Fame member.
It includes personal memories from Charlie Daniels, Doyle Dykes, Tommy Emmanuel, Muriel Anderson, and lots more.
To order, go to WGNradio.com/Les Paul book.
Or you can call 312-222-5073.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe responsibly.
Man, I love watching Panera. I mean, this kid's like 11 years old. At least that's how old he looks. And he just seems to be in the right place at the right time. And he seems like he gets better every time he puts his skates on.
He's fun to watch.
Artemi Panarin with his first National Hockey League goal.
And do you notice his number? 72, 720 WGN, 72 Panarin. See what we did there?
Call him the WGN man.
That's it.
Check in with Coach Q on the Steve Cochran Show. Mornings on 720.
72
Panarin. WGN.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Get your tickets for Brew Lights presented by Lewis Glunt's Beer, a 21 and older ticketed event at Lincoln Park Zoo on Wednesday, December 2nd. Tickets include beer samples and Zoo Lights attractions with proceeds benefiting the zoo. Find more details at WGNradio.com/events.
During the holidays, your home has more fire and burn hazards than any other time of the year. But a few simple steps can help keep your family safe. Water your tree daily. Turn pot handles towards the back of the stove. And never leave candles unattended. Shriners Hospitals for Children is sending its love to the rescue to help reduce the risk of fires and burns. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Our friend, dumpster diver Matt Malone, joins us on the other side of the news to talk about his latest finds and what's new, and just to remind us what we need to be doing to protect ourselves. We'll get to that on the other side of the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is sponsored by VictoryAutoWreckers.com. A little after 7 o'clock, here's Roger Badish.
Yeah, right now 23 under mostly cloudy skies at O'Hare with a wind chill of 11. Several shootings in Chicago today, one in the parking lot of Soap Opera Laundromat at the northeast corner of Keeler and Roosevelt.
It's shocking, like four people, like who walks into the laundromat and shoot four people, broad daylight. It's ridiculous. It's sad.
According to the police and fire officials, those four people were taken to the hospital in serious to critical condition. State Senator Dan Biss of Evanston has dropped his bid for the Democratic nomination for state controller, paving the way for Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza to challenge Republican Leslie Munger in next year's general election. He said it, he made the decision in order to keep from endangering Democratic efforts to capture that office. An official says Cypriot authorities are holding one Algerian and five Turkish men in custody after they were stopped from entering the country amid suspicions over the purpose of their trip. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, says the French-speaking men arrived Saturday evening on a flight from Switzerland. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says American officials have no specific credible intelligence about a potential threat from a Paris-type attack directed at the United States. But he told NBC News that authorities always have concerns about potential copycat acts. Residents and visitors in the Belgian capital remain on edge. Now the government's decided to extend the city's highest terrorist alert level into the working week. Brussels subway system and schools will not open. Meanwhile, an official says a series of police raids being conducted today in central Brussels have ended with the arrest of 16 people. 46th Ward Alderman Harry Kappelman wants to see the city do something to deal with the homelessness problem. He says if there was a way to access the Medicaid dollars reserved for the needs of the homeless, great things could be done.
The Medicaid dollars for their care
is quadrupled. That actually, if we could find a way of tapping into those funds for health care and using those funds to help with rental assistance, we would actually save money by placing these individuals into housing with wraparound services.
Kappelman spent the night in the tent Saturday night into Sunday. He says he plans to talk with his colleagues about getting the mayor's office moving on an existing homeless plan they've chosen to do nothing about. The snow and cold will subside this week. WGN meteorologist Mike Hamernick says Thanksgiving Day looks pretty mild by comparison.
We're going to warm up. We'll melt some of the snow. Temperatures on Thanksgiving, that'll be the warmest day of the week with temperatures well into the 50s.
However, there's a good chance for rain Wednesday and Thursday. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
When your home is for sale, it's important to keep medications out of the wrong hands during open houses or showings. While decluttering, remove medications from bathroom cabinets where they are open to misuse and abuse by visitors. The Aware Prescription Drug Safety Program suggests storing medications in a lockbox or hidden location instead. Keep medications out of the wrong hands by adding properly disposing of expired or unused medications to your to-do list. Learn more at awarerx.org, a public service from National Association of Boards of Pharmacy Foundation.
In these challenging times, you can do so much for those who have so little. Contribute to Chicago Tribune Holiday Giving and help your neighbors in need. Give a gift today. Call 1-800-217-3190. Even a small donation can work wonders. The McCormick Foundation will match 50 cents on a dollar, making your contribution go even further. 100% goes to those in need and 100% stays in Chicagoland. Give today and make a brighter tomorrow at chicagotribune.com/holidaygiving.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right? What's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents, which leads to millions killed in shelters each year. Turns out, those little cuties can get pregnant sooner than you think. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. When you bring home a pet, get them fixed at 4 months old. Prevent more. Fix at month four. Visit fixat4.com for more information. Brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society.
Checking WGN Sports. Bears losing to the Broncos 17-15. Hawks taking on San Jose on Wednesday. And in college basketball, your Wildcats taking on North Carolina tomorrow night in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. Pre-games at 8, tip-off at 8:15 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer on the call right here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Checking WGN traffic. Travel times getting back to normal finally after a busy Sunday afternoon. Some accidents we're still dealing with. Butterfield Road at Naperville. Also, Roosevelt Road still closed between Costner and Pulaski due to ongoing police activity. Number 12 Roosevelt bus is being rerouted. And Route 59 between Schaumburg Road and Gulf is still closed due to an earlier accident involving an ambulance and a car. Two people were entrapped. One of them has been transported by helicopter to the hospital. The other four involved also transported to the hospital. We don't have any further details on their condition. Checking the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, low around 25. Mostly sunny and a high near 35 tomorrow. Monday night, mostly cloudy, around 30 degrees. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 40. Right now, 23 at O'Hare, 24 Blue Island, Midway, and along the lakefront. And the Lake Michigan water temperature at 47. Winds out of the south at 13. A wind chill of 11. Next news, 7:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Ron Trubadish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Karen Conti will be here in an hour. She'll be answering your legal questions. So begin formulating them now, won't you? Because you know our time with Karen always goes quickly. So if you have a legal question, get that ready. I am very excited to welcome our next guest back to the program. We talked to Matt Malone. I can't remember. It was a little while ago when we first read the story about him and his unusual second career. He's a security analyst, but he's also a professional, for lack of a better term, dumpster diver. Matt, good to have you back. Thanks for taking some time.
Excellent. Hey, how are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing? You're outside of a dumpster, I'm assuming?
That's where I am exactly. I'm inside of a dumpster.
Oh, you're inside a dumpster? Did you find the phone that you're using in one?
I'm sorry?
Did you find the phone that you're using inside a dumpster?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Does it sound all right, or does it sound a little dumpsterish?
Well, you know, it's got that that aluminum steel dumpster sound, but we'll get past it. Listen, I just read something about you in USA Today. You were in Los Angeles, and you came upon quite the find. But let's first, exciting reason why you were in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so I've got a pilot series going that's kind of... Well, I guess I don't know if I'm even allowed to say yet, but it's has to do with security and has to do with hopefully fixing all small businesses in America.
And for those who missed our first conversation, that's why you started dumpster diving because, well, one, you're making a lot of money on it, but how did you tie that into your other business, your security business? So why is what you're finding so important for people to pay attention to based on security?
Well, because I got a feeling that if I went to Chicago, which I was almost going to go this holiday season, but didn't quite get to make it. But I guarantee if I went to a couple of your dumpsters, I could probably find your Social Security number, your driver's license, and everything about you.
I would imagine because companies, for as thoughtful as they are about putting in firewalls and internet security, when it comes to old-fashioned paper security or even old computers, they just toss stuff out, right?
And that's the thing is, I mean, people always think about, you know, my credit card number, my driver's license number. Those are the things I'm really worried about. When's the last time you changed your Social Security number?
Never.
I mean, yeah, exactly. So it's a very painful process. So, but that leads to your driver's license, your credit card. I mean, with your Social Security number, you can do a lot. You can go apply for credit. You can start pulling credit reports. And I hope none of your listeners are taking notes on this, but actually taking notes on how to defend it, not to
exactly.
Do it.
So
but yeah.
Oh no, go ahead.
It's amazing. I mean, just you think about it. I mean, every job that you work for, they have to pay you, and they need to pay taxes on you, so they're going to need that information,
mm-hmm.
and they got to keep it for X number of years. And if you think about how many files are in your office for 7 years. I couldn't tell you where they are, so just throw them out after a while.
Yeah, I know. I mean, even if you think about what you do at home, you know, most of us keep our old tax returns and things for 7 years, like you said, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay. And I think most people know not to just toss them out, but when you've got a company with thousands of those boxes,
oh yeah,
a lot of times it just and people companies. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're not completely erasing all the information off old computers that they're tossing out, so that's just laying in a dumpster as well.
So I'll tell you an even better one. So I was out at UCLA. I see this guy, and I was actually going to go to speak for HP up in Canada the next week. So I was trying to figure out how to tie in printers and security, and I see this homeless guy using a copier outside of a Goodwill as a wind shelter. And okay. I walked up and I took a picture and I'm like, I'm sorry, I hate to bug you. Can I get the hard drive out of here? He goes, sure, I don't care. So I grabbed the hard drive and it was data from UCLA, from Medical Center.
Oh man. So
see,
all that HIPAA stuff.
And Steve, what you don't realize, or what most people don't realize, that copier, it's amazing what it can do. I mean, it can. What you just had, or a fax that came in 2 days ago, you can reprint it. It keeps a copy of all of that data right on that hard drive. So when you see somebody wheeling that old copier out, you better grab them because I can reprint everything that you had for the past 2 years.
Holy smokes. Well, you're right. I guarantee a lot of people don't think that way. That's very dangerous stuff. We're going to get into. I got to tell you, though, before we go on, man, you did convince Cody to go diving after our last conversation. And he did.
I know.
He did go, and he came out with some loot. He was very, very excited. Well, it was a lot of books, right, Cody?
Lots of books.
Lots
of books. A couple board games.
Yeah. So, see, you've created a monster here, Matt.
It seems to happen to everybody. It's crazy, but the couple of the reporters now go diving with me.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
And what are they shocked? Because, you know, you can. There's been some things you've made. You found some very valuable stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, every time I go out, it's how you look at it and how you look at the information and the stuff. Because what's, you know, nothing to someone is amazing to someone else. I mean, if you were to talk about a radio show, you know, and talk about the microphones and all the equipment that goes into that, Cody probably hates that equipment and would probably be more than happy to throw it out every day, you know, because things go wrong or something happens. But it's crazy, but like news cameras, a local news station here, they throw away a lot of their old camera stuff. And there's camera aficionados who are just drooling over that stuff.
Oh, yeah. People, well, it's the one man's trash is another man's treasure. That's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, before we get into the L.A. thing, which is fascinating, just real quick, because Cody said that he told you he wanted to go diving, but it's about 10 degrees here tonight, maybe 15 degrees. Is there anything, is there a tip if you want to go dumpster diving in frigid weather?
I love, so I went up to New York and I started snow diving, as I like to call it.
Okay.
But it's kind of nice because when you get the snow or something like that, you can tell if somebody's been there.
Well, that's true.
The ice has been broken off of the dumpster, so, you know, that's one sign. So you can kind of tell if it's something you want to go through or something you don't. But there's certain stores you know throw away no matter what. So you wait till after the store closes and the ice sheet hits, and then you got free first pickings.
And then, again, just real quick, the legalities. The what's legal and what's when does trespassing kick in?
Okay, so the rule is if you're doing it and you feel that it's shady and it's not on above and board, don't do it.
Okay.
Because it probably is, and it's probably illegal.
Right.
But, you know, if it's something that they're throwing away and you're not really impacting their business, then it's open game as long as you're not on private property and it's something that they have posted signs. So if there's no signs, in it, which most dumpsters are that way, compactors you don't get near, and you don't go inside the dumpster. It could be dangerous.
Right. All right, very good. Matt Malone is our guest. We've talked to Matt before. He was in Los Angeles working on a pilot. The details we must keep top secret until the show is a go. But what Matt found, what he came upon, you will not believe. He's going to tell us about it in just a couple minutes. Matt, if you could hold on 1 second, we'll talk all about your L.A. treasure find. We'll do that on the other side. It's 720 WGN.
So it begins.
We've now seen the first winter storm of the season.
Winter storms are blanketing most of the Midwest and in Chicago.
It's just so pretty and quiet and peaceful. Yeah, I love it.
It's thick, heavy, wet snow. You can hear large branches on some of these old trees crack and fall to the ground.
All the snow should be gone by Thanksgiving as the forecast calls for temperatures near 50 degrees.
This winter, Tom Skilling's forecast and a place to learn about, talk about, and make fun of Chicago weather. 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative that will activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Think It Up empowers students to work together with their teachers to design projects harnessing their passions. Let's support the students and teachers whose work today will innovate our world tomorrow. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Think It Up. Join us at thinkitup.org.
FedEx Office. The holidays arrive packed and shipped at a great value. Let our pros pack all those perfect gifts starting at just $4.99. And then choose the reliability of FedEx Ground to get them where they need to go, safe and on time. We're here to help at the shipping counter. Visit FedEx.com/pack and ship or click the banner now for details on how to get started today. FedEx.com/pack and ship. It's how the holidays arrive.
Tonight, Jennifer Lopez puts you on the A-list.
I'm hosting the hottest party of the year, the American Music Awards, and you're invited to.
With performances by
Coldplay,
Ariana Grande,
The Weeknd,
Justin Bieber,
a first-ever duet with Alanis Morissette and Demi Lovato.
And head to a galaxy far, far away with an exclusive Star Wars tribute by chart-topping phenomenon Pentatonix. Jennifer Lopez hosts the American Music Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list.
If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today.
Uh-huh.
Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Nicolau Foundation will hold its 12th annual gala fundraiser on December 5th in Oak Brook. All proceeds provide programs for neglected and abused children. The event includes a gourmet dinner, open bar, raffles, auctions, and a live music by a mariachi. Nicolau helps children in need with new housing, education, recreations, social skills, nutrition, and self-sufficiency. Call 708-410-1005 for tickets and information. That's 708-410-1005.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Bears fans, join Chicago Tribune Sports Plus for a sports-only membership that includes award-winning coverage, great perks, and more at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. Matt Malone is joining us. You remember our conversation with Matt. He is the security expert and professional dumpster diver who turned Cody into a dumpster diver. And there was a big report, Matt. You were recently in L.A., as you mentioned, for a pilot on security, and you came across quite the find.
Yeah, I did. And it's amazing that, when I look at some of the stuff out there, and I see, when I jump into a dumpster, I see a whole treasure trove of stuff, whether it's something I use for a project or anything else. But I love paperwork, and I love putting on the investigator hat and figuring out why, something was thrown away.
Right.
So I like movies. I happen to see some scripts. And the guy was taking him out to the dumpster because he didn't really understand much English, but he was he's like, papers. I was like, whoa, papers. So, some of the scripts that I got was, Deep Impact, I Am Legend, Perfect Storm, War of the World.
Wow.
Free Willy, Vendetta, X-Men 2. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I actually got a handwritten or a typed script with Whiteout for a cabaret.
Holy cow. And somebody was just going to throw all that out.
Yeah. Oh, and the liner notes from it. So I talked to the University of Texas, and they're so interested in these just because of the fact that, you got the thought process of the actors. And it was a director's lot.
Wow.
But, in there, so it's, again, you don't think about it, but
right.
Every actor has to get paid. So there's also movie books in here. So every actor that was in that movie has to get paid.
Right.
And they have their social security numbers.
Oh, man. And those don't change. As you mentioned before, those don't change.
Those don't change. Well, even when I was out in L.A., I also went to, they were filming me to just, well, let's go try a dumpster.
Okay.
So I walk up. Now, Cody might be interested in this. Cody, are you interested in the America's Top Models home addresses?
I'm sorry. Excuse me? Yes.
Yeah.
You have the home addresses for America's Next Top Models.
Yes.
Because someone threw them out. Shred them. And were these on? Was this on a hard drive, or were these just the files?
What's nice is I've actually got some of the tape or the DVD of their tryouts. So and I've got some of the rejections too. So those are the best ones because they didn't quite make it. And you can say, hey, I'm here to console.
Oh yeah, you make your little move, and then until they go, how did you get my information, weirdo? And then you're in trouble.
There is always that. No stalking. That's another rule of dumpster diving.
Yes. Well, now, all right. So you find this. Tell us about you got a store. You bought a couple storage. The contents of a few storage units out there, and there was something that I'm sure a lot of people who are maybe under 30 don't even know what this is. But you happened upon a Rolodex.
Oh, yeah. Now, and see, the Rolodex to me is a loaded chock full of, because when I saw the scripts, I knew what the Rolodex was going to contain.
Right.
So I just started flipping through it. And speaking of which, there's Alec Baldwin, Kevin Bacon, which Kevin Bacon probably needs a phone call from somebody.
Sure. Somebody who's only 5 degrees separated from him.
That is a good reference, sir.
Thank you.
So I've got CBS. I mean, now what's even nicer is I've got Penny Marshall and Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I've got his Social Security number. Harrison Ford's here.
You have, so you have all their, now the address has probably changed if those are on there. The phone, how do you know, well, how do you know so that these are legit?
So there's a couple of ways. Harrison Ford actually, I know someone who is kind of a neighbor of his out in California. It was one of the people just doing the pilot.
Okay.
And they looked at it and oh, yeah, that's his Wyoming address. So he has a big ranch out there. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I hired a PI and just had them, you know, validate the Social Security number. And sure enough, I mean, so if you guys want to go get a Hummer, we just have to somehow pull off the good Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
I'm sure they'll you have... That's amazing. Now, somebody else who was in that Rolodex, who is in the news constantly lately, the Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump, you have Trump's Social Security number and phone number and all that, too?
No, I've got his phone number. Do you want me to conference him in real quick?
I would love it. Did you actually talk to Donald Trump? Is that how you know this is his real number?
No, so I got to the Trump Organization and was dutifully trying to do a social engineering experiment to get past the receptionist.
Sure.
And then I thought about the fact that he's probably to the Secret Service level. And then I kind of got cold feet all of a sudden because I wasn't being paid to do it. And I thought, this is going to turn out really, really bad.
Yeah, because I think he got Secret Service coverage last week or the week before. So you are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He is now.
I was a week late.
But all right, what is this? We all know, Matt, that we're supposed to be very conscientious about protecting our information. But now, these stars, you have their information by no fault of their own. They weren't careless. So how can we protect ourselves in this kind of situation where other people have our information and they're tossing it out willy-nilly and just some good-intentioned man filming a pilot can stumble upon a Rolodex and now be calling Arnold Schwarzenegger and making hotel reservations under one of his many aliases?
Now, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that. it's an interesting thought process. Basically, you're going to have, it has to be a collective. So, like the guy was saying previous to me, the gentleman you had on right before me.
Yes.
He was talking about it has to be kind of a collective decision to really make these changes, right?
Right, exactly.
And it's the same sort of thing. I mean, really, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about really paying attention to the same issues and waking up to the aspect that if we, so right now we have this belief in our judicial system that it's perfect. It works.
Right.
And obviously, he was saying and showing that it was flawed in his cases, especially.
Yep.
So it's that same sort of concept where Bruce Schneier says one of the best lines I've ever heard. It says, if you have a belief that secure or technology will save you, you don't not only don't understand the problem, but you don't understand technology. So it's so true because I walked in one time, I found some stuff in a trash can. And it was when you buy a home, you get this huge packet of information that has everything that you've ever done.
Right.
And they had thrown those out for one of their customers. And they were a big home builder. So I went up to them and I said, hey, look, you know, I saw this in the trash. I grabbed it. Here you go. You know, if you guys ever need any help, I mean, this kind of stuff happens. I'd be more than happy to help you. Well, they took it very offensively because they thought that I was, you know, somehow pandering out in the dumpster waiting for their stuff, and then when I found it, I just literally happened upon it.
Right.
So they got very upset, and because I handed it to the lady who had just thrown it away. So I think that was probably part of the problem. But we think it'll never happen. We don't want it to happen, and when it does, we're almost angry about it. And, you know, I get people when I do security testing, and they say, man, we have aced the last 5 tests. Wow, that is horrible. If you have aced the last 5 tests, you have no idea what you're doing because you haven't tested anything. Okay. You've just said, patted yourself on the back, said, nope, we're fine. I mean, I'm sure that would have worked out until the musket ball got, you know, hit by an M16 and they
sure.
were like, whoa.
Yeah, we have not advanced at all. Well, Matt, listen, we got to get to the news, but it's always a pleasure talking to you. When are you planning on coming to Chicago? Take Cody out for some diving.
Well, I'm here soon. Now, real quick, one quick other find that I had that was awesome in this whole collection. Muhammad Ali, I've got the entire painting set. Did you know about that
one? I did, yes. His daughter wrote the book, and I can't remember the title of the book, but his daughter wrote the book, Oh, I Shook the World. And the artist had done original paintings for this book, and you came across these original paintings?
Yeah, and there was a lady getting ready to paint over them to use the
camera. Oh, no.
Yeah, and I mean, they are phenomenal because it's you know, the angles and everything else, but and just to see his life story, because actually my boxing instructor fought Cassius Clay in the Kentucky Golden Gloves and lost to him.
Is that right?
Yeah, he won the Indiana, Illinois, but he lost to Cassius Clay.
Wow.
So but he ended up getting into a motorcycle accident, got his hand ripped off.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you, when you're boxing and he says, get your hands up or get your elbows in and hit you with that nub, you will never forget that nub.
I don't want to be hit by a nub. I do not.
No.
Well, Matt, listen, we love talking to you. We hope to see you soon. And thank you again for your time. And congratulations on these big finds. And hopefully people will think a little more about what they're throwing in the trash before they just toss it out there. Have a great Thanksgiving, man. Thanks again.
You too. Thanks.
Take care. Let's do this, and it's news time, WGN.
Drama, comedy, suspense, mystery.
The Abbott and Costello program.
Long before there was Netflix, there was radio.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve.
Carl Amari helps you rediscover the lost art of radio theater.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
WGN Radio Theater, tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran.
Getting up really early?
If I didn't have to, I wouldn't do it either.
Don't worry, you can catch all of my show each and every day in handy podcast form. Learn more at WGNradio.com or call me at home.
My husband drinks with friends after work. He has a couple of drinks at home with dinner and a few more while we watch TV. A counselor recommended I try Al-Anon family groups. I didn't want to go to Al-Anon, but I'm sure glad I did. Is someone's drinking breaking your heart? You might be surprised at what you can learn at an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Are you ready for the best podcast in the history of mankind? Then check out You Binge Challenged on WGN Plus, a podcast where TV insight knows no bounds. A podcast where a guest may casually take a phone call during the conversation. That's right, it's You Binge Challenged on WGN Plus.
Expressed by this promo have been those of Craig Collins and Craig Collins alone. He is the host of You Binge Challenged, and no one else at WGN was consulted before this promo was released. Please do not blame us for advice on promotion.
The You Binge Challenged podcast on WGN Plus. It will blow your mind.
From the reality TV murder in California to the teacher accused of seducing her students in Utah, our team, led by international crime reporter Matt Doran, is busting open the cases. America, we are watching Crime Watch Daily, weekdays at 3 on WGN-TV.
All right, on the other side of the news, we'll get to those Butterball questions that we talked about before, and outdoor illumination gone astray, and perhaps if we have time, when is a machete? Not big enough. Yes, Roger, a lot to get to in the next half hour. What we should be doing is getting to the news because this report is sponsored by Chilcation.com. Roger Batty.
At least 7 people injured in 3 separate shootings in the south and west sides today. One of the latest happened in the 1000 block of West 71st Street. 20-year-old man inside a car when another car pulled alongside and a man in the second car started shooting. Victim wounded in the head and body. He's in critical condition. Belgian prosecutors announced they've detained 16 people in raids linked to possible attacks in Belgium, but said Paris fugitive Salah Abdeslam was not among them. State Senator Dan Biss of Evanston has dropped out of the Democratic primary for state controller. That leaves Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza to challenge Republican Leslie Munger in next year's general election. Biss says he didn't want to keep a Democrat from getting the job because of a disputed primary fight. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Treat your family to a VIP experience of Goodman Theater's 38th annual production of A Christmas Carol. Enter online at WGNradio.com/contests for the chance to win four tickets to the December 11th performance, a backstage tour, and dinner at Howls & Hood.
Illinois Youth Dance Theater invites you to attend their 16th annual production of The Nutcracker. Step back in time to experience a Christmas celebration you won't soon forget, where magical dolls, a nutcracker prince, and a rat king come to life. Travel with Marie and her prince to the kingdom of sweets, where snowflakes sparkle, candy canes frolic, and flowers fill the stage with a swirl of color and movement. Enchant your family this season by attending the show at the Lake Zurich Performing Arts Center, December 17th through the 20th. For tickets, visit IYDT.org or call 847-438-4500. This dazzling performance by over 50 local dancers will inspire a holiday tradition for years to come. Illinois Youth Dance Theater is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization.
One goal.
For the third time in 6 minutes.
3 times.
It's one goal.
The ultimate keepsake memory of the incredible Stanley Cup winning season by the 2015 Chicago Blackhawks. One Goal, Three. 240-page hardcover book with behind-the-scenes photos and expert commentary on the Blackhawks' incredible season. Plus, bonus DVD and much more.
The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup!
Perfect for any Blackhawks fan this holiday. One Goal, Three.
On sale now at all Blackhawks store locations and at shop.nhl.com.
What does a waterfall have to do with a... How do mountains relate to? How is a... Anything like? What's the similarity between... And? The answer is, they are all parks. Because the National Park Service isn't just about unspoiled nature. It's also about history, recreation, remembrance, and so many other things. Find out what a park can be to you at findyourpark.com.
Join me, Elizabeth Alfano, on the Dinner Party Podcast on WGNplus.com. Each week, I invite a different celebrity to join me for dinner and unscripted conversation. We talk about everything from current events, funny stories, and, with the help of a glass of wine or two, anything else that comes up. So belly up and listen in to the Dinner Party with me, Elizabeth Alfano, on WGNplus.com, because the best conversations really do happen over dinner.
Checking WGN Sports, Bears losing to the Broncos 17-15. Hawks will be on the ice, but not until Wednesday night. They'll be taking on San Jose. That pregame starts at 8:30 here on 720 WGN. College basketball, Wildcats taking on North Carolina tomorrow night in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic. It's being held in Kansas City. Pregame at 8:30, tip-off, or rather, pregame at 8, the tip-off at 8:15 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer on 720 WGN, WGNradio.com. Checking WGN traffic, roadways, traffic on the roadways getting back to normal finally on a Sunday night. Travel times at posted speeds, and depending on who you are, maybe a little faster than posted speeds. Still dealing with that shutdown of Route 59 between Schaumburg and Gulf because of an earlier two-car accident that involved an ambulance and two people in a private vehicle that were entrapped. One of those people were medevaced out of the scene, but they still have that area closed off. Also an accident at 123rd and Western Avenue. And there is construction on Sunday night, the southbound tri-state between Ogden and Archer. Two lanes will be blocked after 9 o'clock. All lanes will be open by 6 in the morning. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Rest of the night, mostly cloudy, windy, low about 25. It'll get up to about 35 tomorrow, down to about 30 on Monday night, and then up to about 40 on Tuesday. Checking the temperatures now, 23 at O'Hare, 24 along the lakefront and at Midway, 19 at Valparaiso, and the winds out of the south at 13 at O'Hare, giving us a wind chill of 11. Next news, 8, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
WGN. Karen Conti will be here in less than a half hour, depending on how long Roger's news goes and how long I talk. No, because if I go late, then your news
right.
is late. Then
well, I try to condense it a little bit for you.
I'm taking the blame. I'm taking the heat for it. It's no big deal.
But we're a team, buddy. We work
Are
together.
We? All right. Listen, yeah. we do work together, and you know I enjoy that.
Yeah,
so
I do, too.
You know, let's not get all weird now.
Oh, all right.
The holidays are coming. Yeah. All right. I promised earlier that we were going to get these weird questions that were asked on the Butterball Hotline, and then we started talking about Cody being an emaciated long-distance runner because he wants to relocate to Kenya. He's like, oh, I got to get a summer house there to train for my next 5K, which is going to be, you know, in some sort of balmy weather because we know he only runs when it's warm. All right. So here are some of the – now – I used to cook Thanksgiving dinner when we lived in, before we lived in California, I did a couple times. And then when we lived in California, obviously I didn't have family out there that I could go sponge off of. So I had to cook it myself. And Thanksgiving dinner is probably the most stressful meal that you can cook because most people come to it with all sorts of baggage and all sorts of expectations. And I know when I was cooking for family members, there was always the question of, will it be as good as my mom's? My mom was always, will it be as good as my grandmother's, her mom? So you've got all that. And then we used to go, and I know I've told this story before, and I'll probably tell it again because it always makes me smile remembering my aunt, who's no longer with us. Wonderful woman, pretty good cook, the worst stuffing in the history of Thanksgiving. Because it was always a greenish gray because she used too much sage and it was always so mushy and gray. Mm. And my brothers and I are not the most, how would you say it, tactful? Probably.
Yeah,
subtle.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, there's a group of us who don't know when to keep our mouths shut. And especially when we were little, because every Thanksgiving we would just look at it and go, ugh. And so on the ride to from our house to my aunt's house every year, we would get the lecture from my mom and dad. You will take that dressing and you will eat it, some of it, and you will shut up about what color it is. And then we would all be sitting there and we'd kind of watch my dad to see if he practiced what he preached.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's the old do what I say, not what I do. Because my dad would put a little on his plate. I never saw a forkful go to his mouth, ever.
So it was the thought that counted. You know, he put some on the plate.
I don't know. He might have. He might have put a small spoon of it on the plate. But anyway, so Thanksgiving dinner, rife with peril. And I love it. Now, I love it now more so because I get to go maybe. In the past, I've gone to my brother's house, as I said. So we'll see what happens. So here are some of the weirdest questions that have come into the Butterball Turkey Hotline. You ever cook a turkey, Cody?
No. I've eaten several.
Well, sure. We've all eaten turkey. You've never cooked one?
Never cooked a turkey. Do those Lunchable minute TV dinners count?
No. Good try.
Then,
no.
Sliced turkey from the deli?
And
no.
I know people, you know, there's the brining group, and there's the deep frying group, and there's the smoking the turkey, and there's the just oven roasting, and then there's the people who roast it with the stuffing inside. There's people who just make dressing. I call it dressing, whether it's inside or outside. I know that's technically wrong. I still believe in jamming as much goopy bread and celery into a turkey's cavity as I can. That's my thing. I like to jam him full and then just roast him. Now, my brother will do smoked turkey. I think he fries a turkey. I think he roasts it. I think he makes, you know, a little. He tries every style. So there's always a lot. Here's some of the questions. A man cut his turkey in half with a chainsaw and wanted to know if the oil from the chain would adversely affect the turkey. Wow. First of all, how big is that turkey that you need a chainsaw? He should have thawed it.
Was it frozen?
Why else would you need a chainsaw? And why would you cut it in half?
Like a watermelon. Do it right.
If you want to do what right, cut it right.
Chefs always say you got to have a sharp knife.
That's true. That's so true. I don't know if you've ever seen chef knives. Rarely do they have rotating saber tooth appliances. It's like, now, we used to have the electric knife. Remember those electric carving knives?
Yeah.
And I don't know if my mom...
Still got it.
Do
you? I've got my folks at home, sure.
Does yours have the blades?
Two blades.
Yes, that go together. And every year, I would watch my dad struggle with this electric knife because the blades would start to come apart, the turkey would go up in between it, and then there would be a lot of cursing, and I remember then the blades would go flying, and he'd pull out just a regular old carving knife.
That's what I do. I don't even bother anymore with it. It's in a box stored away somewhere. We've got a couple of very sharp carving knives at home,
that's what I do. That's all you need, a chainsaw, a carving knife, whatever works.
And I got to tell you, I worked for a public relations company, Edelman Public Relations, and their client was Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Is that right?
And I learned from the chefs because we would they would come into the offices to train for their demonstrations at TV stations around the country. I was in charge of the tours of the Butterball Turkey Talk Line people.
Well, maybe you can answer this question.
Okay.
An Alabama man found a turkey from 1969 in his dad's freezer. How should he cook it?
Cooking it's not the problem.
Right. Forget the oven-roasted method. The hotline operator suggested buying a fresher bird.
Exactly.
Cody, even Cody went, yeah, that's probably the best move. That's turkey from 69. First of all, wow. I mean, I found things in my refrigerator from, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Wrapped in foil that got pushed to the back.
Right.
But a turkey from 69?
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love, you know that turkey's high. That turkey was dosed with LSD.
That turkey would be dead if it was born in 69.
That's true. That turkey would have died of old age.
Yeah.
Forget that it wandered into the Butterball assembly line. That turkey would have just... If you had waited long enough, that turkey would have just dropped dead on your table. You wouldn't have to worry about it. And then at that age, it would have been bald, so you wouldn't have even had to pluck it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And everybody knows it's hard to pluck.
Not too juicy, though.
No.
Not at that age.
No, bony. But the brittle bones, you wouldn't have even needed the chainsaw.
That's true.
Guests were coming from the Bahamas, and their hostess wanted a, quote, tropical turkey, end quote, with a, quote, bikini look. The talk, wow, I don't think they were going to eat it. Well, consume it. I think that sounds a little lurid. The talk line operator suggested place pieces of aluminum foil over strategic spots of the bird and let the exposed skin tan in the oven.
Wow.
That's creepy. All right, we've got some more of these odd things. And then speaking of sharp knives, we'll get to that as well. We got a lot to get to before Karen gets in here. It's WGN.
Snow.
Talking about digging out and gets ready for the short week, followed by a tryptophan nap.
Snow.
Welcome back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
During the holidays, your home has more fire and burn hazards than any other time of the year. But a few simple steps can help keep your family safe. Water your tree daily. Turn pot handles towards the back of the stove. And never leave candles unattended. Shriners Hospitals for Children is sending its love to the rescue to help reduce the risk of fires and burns. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Man, I love watching Panera. I mean, this kid's like 11 years old. At least that's how old he looks. And he just seems to be in the right place at the right time. And he seems like he gets better every time he puts his skates on.
He's fun to watch.
Artemi Panarin with his first National Hockey League goal.
And do you notice his number? 72-720 WGN. 72 Panarin. See what we did there?
Call him the WGN man.
That's it.
Check in with Coach Q on the Steve Cochran Show. Mornings on 720.
72
WGN.
Get your tickets for Brew Lights presented by Lewis Glunt's Beer, a 21 and older ticketed event at Lincoln Park Zoo on Wednesday, December 2nd. Tickets include beer samples and Zoo Lights attractions with proceeds benefiting the zoo. Find more details at WGNradio.com/events.
Dad, if you're not going to listen to me, who will we listen to?
Can we just enjoy the drive?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden.
How did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing, but there are things you can do to make the most of it as you age.
Really?
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where does she go?
Learn how to help reduce some risks to your brain at brainhealth.gov.
Grab your jingle bells and kick off the holiday season for the City of Chicago's 102nd annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Millennium Park on Tuesday, November 24th. That's this Tuesday. Music starts at 5:30 p.m. with performances by Renee Fleming, the cast of A Charlie Brown Christmas, and more. And Santa Claus will be available for visits and photos until 8 p.m. For a complete lineup of this free event, visit cityofchicago.org/jingle. Yeah, if you're going over to Daly Center looking for the Christmas tree, you are going to be out of luck, my friends. It is going to be in Millennium Park. That'll be kind of neat to see. I think it'll be, it adds something new. Never a bad thing to change, to adapt, to, think of things in a different way. Perhaps you want to think of cooking your turkey in a different way. You end up with one of the weirdest questions to the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Asked what state her turkey was in, the caller told the talk line operator, Florida. Of course she did, because it's Florida. I don't know. It's Florida. How to make sure your turkey fits in a pan. A man proudly called the hotline to share his solution. Wrap the turkey in a towel, stomp on it to break the bones, and smush it into the pan.
Wow. Wait, this is what he told the...
You know, all of a sudden my aunt's gray dressing sounds delicious. You go over to Bob's house, you see the turkey all mad. What happened to the turkey? Well, I could have gone anywhere and bought one of those disposable aluminum pans for like $2 that would have fit the turkey.
Yeah.
But that's a hassle. Yeah. I'd much rather wrap it and then have turkey gizzard all over my towels after I mashed it up. Imagine trying to eat that. Horrible.
It's kind of like eating fish when, like, my mother always used to tell us, oh, there's no bones in there.
Yeah,
and
but
what do you do spending the rest of the night pulling bones out of your mouth?
Right, but when you're eating turkey, you never expect to have bone in your mouth.
Well, but he crushed them up.
I know how they would end up there.
I know.
A guest from Connecticut was coming just to baste the turkey, a caller explained. What to do with the guest, since Butterball's birds are pre-basted.
They are, so, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, well... I still baste, but it's the juices from the...
Do you see? I never baste
it.
I take the stick of margarine. I rub it on there every once in a while.
I do it all during the cooking process.
I've never basted a bird.
And it really looks nice.
Is it? Well, that's what I do. I keep it tented until the end, and then because I've been putting margarine all over the skin.
See, we don't use margarine at all.
And then when I take the tent out and let it go for the last hour or something, then the skin gets all toasty brown.
Hmm.
Yeah. Listen, we all got our ways.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's the breast meat? Turn the bird over, the talk line operator told the caller. Yeah. Who hasn't asked that question? Cody on Black Wednesday.
What?
After a long night out. What? I'm sorry. Was there something? Huh?
We do have a dark week ahead of us, Ryan.
We do. I read that on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
We got Black Wednesday. We got Taupe Thursday. And then Midnight Friday. I try to update the color scheme.
Midnight blue?
Midnight Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's Black Friday. What they call it Black Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
The night out, is that when are you going out on Black Wednesday?
No, I don't do that. What gets me is like last week I saw a tweet sponsored from Best Buy, and it was like, today you can go on our website and get Black Friday deals. And I'm like, no, you can't, because it's not Black Friday. That is a date.
No.
That is one day.
No, Black Friday is a cultural phenomenon.
I hate marketers. Stop using
it. Isn't that what you're in?
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say, isn't that what you do during the day?
There's a lot of self-loathing. It's required to be on this show, I think.
Well, and it all trickles down from the top. But that is true. No, I've seen that not only with Best Buy, everybody. Oh, Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday. So now you don't even have to worry about Black Friday, because I could have already bought stuff today at quote-unquote Black Friday pricing. So what does that make this Sunday? Random pre-black, kind of gray Sunday? Off-white Sunday? Why it always got to be about off-white Sunday?
Google Calendar should rename every day of the week. This week, Black Friday. Sunday, Black Friday, November 22nd.
We had a big issue about Black Friday before I left the house today.
Uh-oh.
Big, oh, man. Yeah. Because my wife and daughter are driving down to North Carolina early Wednesday morning, and they're coming home Friday. That's the quick turnaround.
This is typical, right?
Yeah, they've done it before. I'm not going because, one, I'm working, and two, being in the car for that long would make me crazy, and my mother-in-law's a horrible cook. So she is. That's my wife would tell you that. Anyway, so I'm not going. But my daughter wants to go Black Friday shopping. And my wife is adamant that, no, we're only there for about 26 hours. We're not going shopping. It turned into a whole big thing. Whole big thing. All right, I promised this machete story, and Cody pulled audio, and we got to get to this because it made me laugh. There's more turkey. I'm going to save this turkey thing. Maybe we'll do it on Thursday, too, when I'm in here. We'll do some of those other questions. All right. This is from Worcester, Mass. What are you making that face for?
Did you just like Gesundheit?
Worcester, Mass.
What?
That's how they say it. Worcester.
All right.
Yeah. It's spelled Worcester, but everybody knows it's Worcester. Worcester.
It's pronounced Worcestershire.
No. Not that's the sauce.
That's
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
No, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
The Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
This is Worcester, Mass.
Yeah. Wicked.
Sauce?
No, Massachusetts.
The state?
Do me a favor. Watch A Perfect Storm. Come back next week and have it all set for me. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you a story from Worcestershire Sauce, Massachusetts. An Eastern Avenue man's attempt to rob a liquor store on Belmont with a machete. Man, hardcore, you're robbing with a machete. It was thwarted when the clerk pulled out a larger machete. Who knew? There must be some strict gun control in Massachusetts that everybody's carrying machetes. You know, and I was immediately reminded, I heard this story, and this popped into my head.
You got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid. There you go.
And your wallet.
Dick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, yeah, Crocodile Dundee. Luis Jimenez was ordered held on $31,000 cash bail Friday after being arraigned in Central District Court on a charge of armed assault with intent to rob, stemming from the attempted holdup on November 15th. According to a statement, Mr. Jimenez entered Belmont Liquors at 108. He entered, well, it doesn't matter the address unless, Cody, you're going to go there with a huge machete, samurai sword. I think now everybody who goes into that store should try to rob them with a blade and see if the clerk has just a variety of blades under the counter just to outdraw whoever comes in to rob it. He pointed a knife/machete at the clerk on duty and told him to empty the register. When the clerk refused, Mr. Jimenez allegedly grabbed the clerk by the hand, placed his weapon on the counter and said, "Hey, I ain't playing." The clerk pulled away, revealed a larger machete from under the counter and showed it. So the clerk also not playing in Worcester, Mass parlance. How would we say that if we lived in Worcester, Mass? I'm not even going to attempt it.
Wicked.
Wicked awesome. It's wicked awesome when you pull out a giant machete.
Yeah.
Who's got a machete? A
lot of people.
What lot of people?
You don't have
right.
to get a...
All right, there's four guys out on Michigan Avenue.
Hold Show us your
fellas.
Machete.
Hold on. Hi, fellas. How many...
Woman, got... there's a woman right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's very dark, and I'm getting a reflection. So all I see are four figures. I'm sorry. All right, so three men, one lady who we just learned does not have male parts. Good for you, ma'am. Congratulations. Out of the four of you, how many of you own a machete? Just one. And, sir, if it's not too much to ask, why do you own a machete?
I like knives.
You like knives. Do you ever, what do you use it for? Just cutting cheese?
Just look at it.
Just look at it. So you just sit in your apartment, just gazing at a machete.
Okay.
Is that right? And do you think horrible thoughts when that's happening?
No.
You just think happy thoughts?
Yeah.
With the machete. Just gaze at a machete and think happy thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
What other sort of knives do you have? Do you have one of those cool knives that look like brass knuckles?
No, I'm going to get one of those soon.
You got to get one. Those are cool.
Yeah, those
yeah, I would have, maybe one of your friends would pick one up for you for Christmas.
Hey.
Look at that. Getting the high fives. There you go. Add that to, well, thank you for being part of our unofficial study. All right, so one out of four has a machete.
There you go. That's
and
enough.
He just looks at it.
Yeah.
Just looks at it for fun. Just gazes at it. I got no reason to look at a machete. Two of them had a machete? Where's Cody?
Two?
Yeah, there were two. You didn't see one of the hands because it is very dark out on Michigan
Avenue. Well, it's dark on Michigan Avenue, and it's one of those where I'm getting a lot of reflection.
A lot of glare.
You got that double window down there, yeah.
All I know now is, I got a guy with a machete walking away, so that's 50%. He's going the right direction. 50%.
Yeah.
So 50% of Americans own machetes. That's what we've learned. Is that what we've learned?
Yes, I think so.
Is that
I
what
think
we've
that's
learned?
Exactly what we've learned. 50% of Americans own machetes.
Yeah.
And they just sit and stare at them longingly. I don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out while Roger's doing the news on WGN.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir, and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today.
Uh-huh.
Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
In these challenging times, you can do so much for those who have so little. Contribute to Chicago Tribune Holiday Giving and help your neighbors in need. Give a gift today. Call 1-800-217-3190. Even a small donation can work wonders. The McCormick Foundation will match 50 cents on a dollar, making your contribution go even further. 100% goes to those in need and 100% stays in Chicagoland. Give today and make a brighter tomorrow at chicagotribune.com/holidaygiving.
Canine Therapy Corps is a Chicago-based network of dedicated volunteers and their certified therapy dogs offering rehabilitative therapy to people with physical and emotional challenges. These programs help restore health and hope to thousands of clients every year. Please consider making a donation to support Canine Therapy Corps today. Or if you have a well-behaved, friendly dog, consider taking a therapy dog certification test to start volunteering. For more info, visit caninetherapycorps.org. Don't forget the S on Corps. That's caninetherapycorps.org.
It began with five words, if not me, then who? The Travis Manion Foundation has taken those five words and grown them into a national movement. The Travis Manion Foundation is dedicated to assisting our nation's veterans, families of the fallen, and the next generation of young leaders. It's about adopting the motto, if not me, then who? And applying it to your daily lives like so many others have already done. From our 9/11 Heroes Run to putting character to action in your community, discover how you can honor the fallen by challenging the living. Get involved at TravisManion.org.
Karen Conti will be here on the other side of the news answering your legal questions. You can get them in now, 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. Don't wait too long. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is sponsored by VictoryAutoWreckers.com. A little after 8 o'clock, Roger Badish.
Mostly cloudy, 23 at O'Hare with wind chill of 11. Remember that fire at the Hancock Building downtown Chicago the other day? Injured several people. Flames shooting out the windows. Investigators have finally determined it was a couple of candles that caught stuff on fire in that apartment building. No one was killed. Again, just a few people injured in that, most from smoke inhalation. Much ado about an upcoming meeting between Governor Rauner and legislative leaders as Illinois approaches 5 months without a budget.
The December 1st meeting will be the first budget summit for all five lawmakers since the fiscal year began. Considerations include the March primary election and legislative vote thresholds that change in January, making it easier to pass agreements. Both Republican Governor Rauner and Democratic Senate President John Cullerton say a deal is not likely before 2016. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
Belgian prosecutors say they've detained 16 people in a series of raids linked to possible attacks in Belgium, but they say Paris fugitive Salah Abdeslam is not among them. There were 22 raids carried out Sunday. Paris's public hospital authority says a number of protective health outfits, similar to those worn by people dealing with the Ebola virus, are missing from a locked room in one of its hospitals. Complaint was filed Thursday, the same day France's prime minister warned that lawmakers that there may be also a risk of chemical and bacteriological weapons used by attackers. Rising drug costs are starting to hit Medicare's popular prescription program. Experts say many seniors are looking at higher premiums as time runs out on this year's open enrollment season. Beneficiaries have until December 7th to see if there's a lower cost plan that will cover their medications in 2016. 46th Ward Alderman Harry Kappelman intentionally went homeless last night. He says it was for two purposes.
The plight of homelessness in the city of Chicago and throughout the country is something that needs attention. And it also, for this particular case, it raises money for a lot of organizations that help youth who are experiencing homelessness.
Kappelman says the city of Chicago needs to do more to address the homelessness problem and says the city has a plan to do it that it has chosen not to act on. With Illinois still without a budget and some state funding halted, here's one positive note.
The state's prison work program generated over $52 million in products and services this past fiscal year. The downstate Southern Illinoisan in Carbondale reports prisoners work at processing meat and baked goods, making clothing and cleaning supplies, and building furniture for universities and offices. On average, they earn $1.90 an hour. Dave Schwann, WGN News.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
At FedEx Office, the holidays arrive packed and shipped at a great value. Let our pros pack all those perfect gifts starting at just $4.99. And then choose the reliability of FedEx Ground to get them where they need to go, safe and on time. We're here to help at the shipping counter. Visit FedEx.com/pack and ship or click the banner now for details on how to get started today. FedEx.com/pack and ship. It's how the holidays arrive. At FedEx Office, the holidays arrive packed and shipped at a great value. Let our pros pack all those perfect gifts starting at just $4.99. And then choose the reliability of FedEx Ground to get them where they need to go, safe and on time. We're here to help at the shipping counter. Visit FedEx.com/pack and ship or click the banner now for details on how to get started today. FedEx.com/pack and ship. It's how the holidays arrive.
Nicolau Foundation will hold its 12th annual gala fundraiser on December 5th in Oak Brook. All proceeds provide programs for neglected and abused children. The event includes a gourmet dinner, open bar, raffles, auctions, and a live music by a mariachi. Nicolau helps children in need with new housing, education, recreations, social skills, nutrition, and self-sufficiency. Call 708-410-1005 for tickets and information. That's 708-410-1005.
Once upon a time, there was a nice house that lived with a family. The house loved the family and took care of them. One day, it started to rain and rain. The house wanted to protect the family, but the water got inside and ruined everybody's everythings. The house was so sad, but the family didn't think it could happen. They told the house that they would take better care of her, always.
Protect what matters. Learn more about your flood risk at floodsmart.gov/care.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has been funding blood cancer research for the last 65 years. It was the LLS funding of Dr. Brian Druker's research that changed chronic myeloid leukemia from a deadly disease to one controlled with just a pill a day. Our next target? Acute myeloid leukemia, AML. It kills 10,000 people a year in the U.S. alone. We're betting Dr. Druker can make history again. Visit LLS.org. That's LLS.org.
Checking WGN Sports. Bears losing today to the Broncos, 17-15. Your Hawks will be taking on San Jose, but not until Wednesday night. Pregame will be at 8:30, face-off at 9 as they continue their circus road trip. College basketball for you tomorrow night. Northwestern Wildcats taking on North Carolina in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. Pregame's at 8, tip-off 8:15 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer. Right here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Checking WGN traffic. Traffic moving along pretty good right now on the roadways. We still have that incident on Route 59, which is closed between Schaumburg and Gulf Road because of an earlier accident involving an ambulance and an SUV. Two people were pinned. One was medevaced out. Ambulance was at that time carrying a patient trying to get to the hospital, so that is still closed off there. An accident at 123rd at Western and another one at Route 53 at Hobson Road. Ongoing road construction on the southbound Tri-State between Ogden and Archer, and also the outbound Jane Addams between Barrington and Illinois Route 59. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Rest of the night, mostly cloudy, windy, low around 25. Should get up to about 35 tomorrow. Monday night, down to about 30, and on Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 40. Temperatures now 23 at O'Hare, also at Skokie, 24 at Midway, 25 along the lakefront, Lake Michigan water temperature at 47. Winds out of the south at 13, giving us a wind chill at O'Hare of 11 and a balmy 14 above along the lakefront. Next news, 8:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Battish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's 8:09 on 720 WGN, Sunday nights after 8. You know what that means. It means Karen Conti comes in, and she helps you out by answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. I will say hello to Karen, and then we must go back to the newsroom. We have a correction, Roger. We must.
Oh.
And you know I don't like to do this.
I know.
Hello, Karen. Welcome.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I am dandy. I have to correct Roger. So I want you, I'm glad you're here, because in case he files some sort of grievance against me, I want you to hear what's going on. Roger, I apologize. You've been doing some story about an alderman with the last name of Kappelman,
mm-hmm.
and you've been saying Harry Kappelman.
That is what we have.
The name is James Kappelman. There is another alderman whose name is Harry Osterman, but Kappelman's first name is James.
And I will, I apologize for that, and we will bring that up with the person who provided our stories.
I think you take that person out to the alley and take a switch to them.
A switch?
Beat them to within an inch of their lives.
A switch now.
A switch. Cane them. Is that still legal?
I think it's good as long as you're in Singapore.
What about here?
I'm not going all the way over to Singapore.
What if I buy him some Singapore cuisine before he does that? Will that work out?
Or a Singapore sling.
Singapore
sling. Remember
slings.
Those? Remember those?
I do. When I would go to Faces.
Yeah,
try to get my disco on. Have a Singapore sling. And a Harvey Wallbanger.
Wow.
That's right. Karen and I know how to party.
We do. It's 1979.
The Kiana shirts and the big lapels. Look at Jerry now. Oh, I was a gauze shirt man. Sure you were, Jerry. We know. You like the breathable fabric. Anyway, welcome. Happy holiday season.
We're all decorated here.
How do you like that?
Really, as Jerry said, it looks like Santa threw up in here.
Well, he might have thrown up, but there's his nether region, so I don't know if it was...
It's always quite festive.
It is very festive. So, a lot of big stories. Can I start with the pop culture law story that everybody seems to be talking about? Charlie Sheen.
Sure.
So Charlie Sheen comes out on the Today Show the other day and says he's HIV positive. And immediately people start saying, he's opening himself up to lawsuits and blah, 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 blah. I know every state is kind of different.
Right.
But in Illinois, what's the law on something like that?
Well, there's two parts of this. There's criminal liability and responsibility. And some states will use regular old attempted murder as a possible charge. So if you know that you have HIV or AIDS and you're having sex with people, with obviously knowing that, that can be attempted murder.
Okay.
And that's the same in most states. Some states have specific criminal statutes that say knowing that you have AIDS or HIV, having sex, it's a particular crime with a certain sentence. Actually, interestingly, California has some of the lenient laws.
Really?
Very interesting. And even when it comes to civil liability, that is, the people suing, the law is generally, as in Illinois, if you know you have HIV and you have sex with somebody, that person can bring a lawsuit. And even if that person does not contract the disease, the mere fact that you did that is a lawsuit. And the idea is that because it's so stressful and emotionally harmful to think that you might have contracted a disease, it's enough just that this happened.
Really?
So
even if they can prove that, they didn't find out until after.
Well, no, you have to. That's part of the element of the cause of action. The person has to know,
okay,
or should have known. And this is what you see a lot of lawsuits where the person maybe has the symptoms, and maybe the person has lived a life that has exposed himself to that, and so he doesn't get the test because he doesn't want it to be real and is in denial.
Okay.
You see that quite a bit. It's knew or should have known. And one of the interesting cases that came down in California years ago was the Rock Hudson case,
right,
where a young man was having sex with Rock Hudson. He kept asking Hudson and his press agent, you know, is this guy HIV? Does he have AIDS? He doesn't look well. He was told no. In fact, the answer was yes, and they knew it. And he brought a lawsuit, and I think he got $5 million, wow, even though he never contracted the disease.
Okay. Is the should have known part, that's got to be harder to prove.
It's
right?
Very hard to prove. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very hard to prove. You know, and in his case, you know, I don't know exactly when he got the symptoms. He right. said he had symptoms, but had no idea that it was HIV. He thought he was getting migraine headaches. He didn't know what it was. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's hard for me to believe, as he said on the Today Show, that he did have sex with people after he knew about it.
Yeah.
That's just hard for me to believe that he notified the people he was having sex with that he was HIV positive, and they...
Right, and the whole thing with the doctor being there and telling him that it was safe, and that all seemed shady.
It
the whole thing
sounded very strange, but... You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, he's a big target. Again, anytime you're a celebrity, people are going to say things and come out of the woodwork to try to. But again, you know, the whole thing is probably going to cause a lot of legal trouble.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Now, people started texting in early because they do follow directions. We've actually got some calls coming in now. 312-981-7200. Karen is here till 9 o'clock. This one came in, and it's particularly good for today because it has to do with the winter question that is always pops up, liability when it comes to shoveling. It says, a church volunteer brings my invalid mother communion every Sunday. Even though I shoveled and salted the private sidewalk, it was still icy and treacherous. If the volunteer falls and gets injured, is my mom responsible? I doubt if the archdiocese insures volunteers for such mishaps. Now, that's a good question because I mentioned to you, last night when I got home, we shoveled, and I put down a bunch of salt, but there were still areas of my sidewalk this morning that were really icy.
Well, here's the first part is, you are not responsible for the condition of your sidewalk unless you create what we call an unnatural accumulation. Okay. And that would mean, let's say, that you have a roof that is leaking and causing water to build up on the pavement and it's causing something that's unnatural, not falling from the sky.
Okay.
Okay. Or let's say that you plow your driveway and the way you plowed it creates an unsafe condition. Generally speaking, if you plow or you shovel, you're going to be immune from liability. The law is pretty good and encourages people to go out and shovel. And in fact, there's some laws in place in the city of Chicago that says that you really have to do it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you could get a fine. So the question is, though, if someone slips and falls on your property, they could still sue you, even if there's no liability. But your homeowner's insurance would cover that.
Okay.
So if anyone ever falls on your property or on your premises, the first thing you do is you contact your insurance agent, and your agent will turn it over, and an attorney will come and represent you.
Okay.
So that's a good thing. As far as person being a volunteer, that's probably a really good question. I've seen it where people volunteer for a church or for a charity, and they're not covered by workers' compensation because workers' compensation is when you are a worker and you're getting paid, generally speaking. So my guess would be that person would not be insured, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's liable.
Okay, so just you know, keep your sidewalks clean.
Yeah, keep your sidewalks clean, and unless you're doing something really goofy to create some unnatural condition, you're going to be immune from liability.
All right, very good. Listen, let's take a quick break. We've got people on the phone. We've got some more text questions. Karen Conti is here. She's answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. Now, you know, Karen, even though I've been telling people since 6 o'clock to start getting their calls in, there will be people who procrastinate. There will be people who don't get a hold of us tonight. How can they get a hold of you during the week?
They can call me at 312-332-7800, or better yet, email me at kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
Now, you'll be taking Thanksgiving off, I assume?
Well, you know, I'm going to be working throughout the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to go up to Wisconsin. I'm going to just hang out. I'm going to read. I'm going to relax.
Butcher your own turkey?
I'm going to go out to dinner. It's just too much work for a couple of people, you know.
No, you're exactly right.
You know, but I think I'll be working through it. I've got some long term projects that I'm going to be working on, but it'll be a nice, relaxed setting with the fireplace.
Very nice. More with Karen Conti. Your questions on the other side. It's WGN
Wednesday night.
Blackhawks.
They score! Red hot. It's a power play goal.
Blackhawks on the left coast to take on the San Jose Sharks. That's pregame at 8:30. The puck drop at 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Jonathan Taves on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Something that every business owner relies on is good advice.
and that's where SCORE can help.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true. Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at SCORE.org.
20 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer. She had very few places to turn. Today, there are significantly improved treatment options, and yet more than 30% of all lung cancer patients still don't know about the therapies and clinical trials available. I'm Tony Goldwyn. My mom didn't have many choices, but you do. Visit standuptocancer.org/lungcancer for questions to ask your healthcare professional and options that may be right for you.
The Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center tells the story of the Holocaust through the personal experiences of local survivors and addresses contemporary issues of human rights and genocide. The museum also offers a special youth exhibit for children ages 8 to 12. Visit ilholocaustmuseum.org to see current programming, tours, and special exhibits. It's conveniently located just off I-94 at the Old Orchard exit. Take history to heart. Take a stand for humanity.
I'm Joey Logano, driver of number 22 discount tire Ford Mustang. My pit crew keeps my car and my tires rolling safely during races, but you don't need a pit crew to be tire smart. You can find your vehicle's recommended tire pressure in the owner's manual or on a sticker on the driver's side door. Check tire pressure at least once a month and before every long journey. And don't forget to spare.
For more information, visit BeTireSmart.org. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
Treat your family to a VIP experience of Goodman Theater's 38th annual production of A Christmas Carol. Enter online at WGNradio.com/contests for the chance to win four tickets to the December 11th performance, a backstage tour, and dinner at Howls and Hood.
Illinois Youth Dance Theater invites you to attend their 16th annual production of The Nutcracker. Step back in time to experience a Christmas celebration you won't soon forget, where magical dolls, a nutcracker prince, and a rat king come to life. Travel with Marie and her prince to the Kingdom of Sweets, where snowflakes sparkle, candy canes frolic, and flowers fill the stage with a swirl of color and movement. Enchant your family this season by attending the show at the Lake Zurich Performing Arts Center, December 17th through the 20th. For tickets, visit IYDT.org or call 847-438-4500. This dazzling performance by over 50 local dancers will inspire a holiday tradition for years to come. Illinois Youth Dance Theater is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization.
On Chicago's Best, Brittany L. Elliott, gobble up some of the best turkey dishes in Chicago. Tune in to see Chicago's Best Turkey Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Brian Noonan, Karen Conti, it's WGN. Your legal questions getting answered at 312-981-7200. We've done one text, so let's go to the phone. And Jane, who is in Freeport. Hi, Jane. Welcome to WGN.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Karen, my question is, my husband and I recently purchased a hardware store, and during the process, we had a lawyer involved, and he really wasn't probably on top like he should have been. And there were multiple times where we had to call him multiple times and send him text messages or emails. Well, when we got his final bill, we were charged for those multiple times that he had to check messages, that if he would have just returned our first message, we wouldn't have had to call him two and three times. We also ran into where he was supposed to file the forms for our tax number, so when we started the business on day one, we would have the tax number so we could reach out to different vendors that would be giving us products that we could sell, and they need our tax number in order to
sure,
do that.
Right.
So the day before closing, he sent that form overnighted and paid $20 to have it overnighted to the state of Illinois. And then it was like 2.5 to 3 weeks before we got our tax number. So there was a lapse in time where we could work with these vendors. So when we got our final bill, we subtracted the money for those additional calls that he had to check, or those additional messages that we had to make, and the cost of the overnight mailing. And then we figured about $100 per vendor that we subtracted from the final bill.
And did you explain why you did that, and what did the lawyer say?
Yes. Well, we sent him a letter, explained it. We sent him a check for the full amount minus like $752. And he cashed the check. Everything was fine. And then about 3 weeks later, we got a bill for the $752.
Well, you know, that's not a whole lot of money for, you know, some clients get upset about certain charges, and I understand that the phone calls, if he had returned the first one, there wouldn't have been two or three. Generally speaking, that happens. But all I have to say is I think you should again explain it to him why you did that, that you paid the rest of the bill, he cashed the check, and that you consider the matter closed, that you think you were fair. It sounds like you were fair. It sounds like you weren't taking advantage of a situation and saying, I'm not paying any of the bill, which happens. But I think, you know, is he going to sue you for $700? I doubt it. And generally speaking, if he dropped the ball on something, and every lawyer drops the ball once in a while,
sure.
You know, so he takes off a few $100. That's not a lot of money to him. So I don't think you're going to have trouble with him. I don't know if he's going to. I can't imagine bringing a lawsuit. It costs $500 to bring a lawsuit and serve you with papers. So it just doesn't seem like you have anything to worry about.
Well, good luck, Jane. Hope it works out. Here's another text question that came in early. I have a quick question for Karen. I am single, no children, one brother, one nephew, and two great nieces. My brother and my nephew are 45-45 split. Oh, there we go. 45-45 split on my insurance, IRA, stock, bank accounts, and whatever, with my nieces also getting a portion of it. I do not have a will. Will this be sufficient for them to get the money, or do I need something else? Thank you for your help.
First of all, I don't know enough facts to know the answer to your question. And number two, the fact that you have an IRA, the fact that you have stocks, the fact that you have insurance probably means you should spend a couple $1,000s and get an estate plan to get a lawyer to do a will and or a trust. Because this sounds complicated to me. I mean, I don't know how you give someone 45% of your pension or your IRA. I guess you have different accounts or different beneficiaries, but I don't really know exactly how you did it, how you titled it, and how it would all go down when you pass, but I wouldn't take any chances. There's just no reason why. I don't understand why people who are so good with their money and they save their money and they put money in an IRA, all of those are wonderful, good, responsible things, that why wouldn't you just spend that extra couple $1,000s and make sure that it's done correctly,
right,
so that people aren't fighting when you die?
And that's nothing new. It's not like this is the first time you've said that. This is something that over the years we've been together, you say all the time.
And I'm telling you,
get the will done.
I even pay the money to get it done.
Right.
Okay? And I'm a lawyer. I don't do this kind of work. And I'm telling you, once you've done it, let me tell you, you feel really happy. You're like, oh, I just took care of something that I don't have to ever think about again. Right?
And even if you don't think you have a lot, because there's going to be people who are listening going, well, I don't have that much money. But
bring people come out of the woodwork. Everybody knows a story, right?
Right, exactly.
Where the two brothers or sister, now she comes out and says, I did more for mom and I can cash these checks. And all of a sudden you have World War III. And
exactly.
It's just not worth it.
All right. Get the will. 312-981-7200. Gene is in Arlington Heights. Hi, Gene.
Hi there.
What's your problem?
I'm calling about a annoying barking dog. My sister lives in a townhouse community, and the woman upstairs of her has this dog. The one day it was over 2 hours nonstop, and it could be at morning, night, when the dog sees another dog, or when my sister has company coming and going, the dog barks. Is there anything that can be done about that?
So, I'm sorry, what kind of place is it? An apartment building or?
It's a townhouse.
A townhouse. And there's some ordinances about this. I don't know Arlington Heights ordinance off the top of my head, but, have you confronted the woman and said, you know, listen, this bothers, we can't sleep, and it's annoying, and it's really difficult. Is there something you can do with your dog? Have you done that yet?
She's complained about it. It doesn't help.
Okay. And then maybe the next step, and you hate to do this because you hate to make enemies with your neighbors, but you might want to call the police and see if there's some sort of nuisance ordinance or noise ordinance that is being violated. So you're going to probably have to document it, how long it lasted. You might even tape record it, and you might bring the police over and have them hear it. You know, generally they try to step in
right.
and resolve it and say, is there some compromise? Is there something we can do? I don't know how you calm down a dog. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if the dog can be... That's right. I know they can take out the vocal cords of dogs.
Oh, my God.
No, you know that, right?
No.
I had a friend, and
Oh my God.
The dog used to make a lot of noise, and I came over one time, and the dog was really quiet, and all of a sudden, the dog opened its mouth, and nothing came out, and they got the, like, I don't know what you call it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they debarked the dog.
Well, that sounds... That's actually
very drastic, and I'm not suggesting that.
I think
I'm just
there's little collars you can train dogs to. It's funny that Gene brings this up, and Gene Karen is exactly right. At some point, it does help to call the police. I was looking up something else, snow parking in my town, and I saw on the frequently asked questions about dogs. And at least in my town, it says if a dog is barking incessantly, call the police while it's barking. And, you know, the police want to be there when it's happening so
right.
they can document it. And then, as you said, Karen, then they do get involved.
Yeah, because they don't want people fighting. It's
right.
not a good thing.
And you don't want disturbing the peace. You know, a barking dog is fine for a short amount of time, but if it's all day, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Good luck, Gene. Hope it works out for you. Let's take a quick break. We'll do the news. When we come back, Karen, we'll answer more of your questions. 312-981-7200. Get them in as quickly as possible. But again, because people are, you know, they're focused on their bird. They're trying to decide if they go with chestnuts in their stuffing. Whatever. How can they get a hold of you during the week?
Call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
One goal.
For the third time in 6 years.
Three times.
It's one goal achieved.
The ultimate keepsake memory of the incredible Stanley Cup winning season by the 2015 Chicago Blackhawks. One goal, three. The 240-page hardcover book with behind-the-scenes photos and expert commentary on the Blackhawks' incredible season, plus bonus DVD and much more.
The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup!
For any Blackhawks fan this holiday, one goal, three.
On sale now at all Blackhawks store locations and at shop.nhl.com.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today.
Uh-huh.
Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
One goal.
Times. It's one goal
achieved. The ultimate keepsake memory of the incredible Stanley Cup winning season by the 2015 Chicago Blackhawks. One goal, three. The 240-page hardcover book with behind-the-scenes photos and expert commentary on the Blackhawks' incredible season, plus bonus DVD and much more.
The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup!
For any Blackhawks fan this holiday, one goal, three.
On sale now at all Blackhawks store locations and at shop.nhl.com.
My name is Kelly Wilson, and I'm the founder of Alert ID, a new internet program that protects families and neighborhoods against crime, threats of terrorism, dangers to our children, and emergencies like fires, floods, severe weather, or other natural disasters. This is not a sales pitch for anything except greater safety and peace of mind. Alert ID is free. It will cost you nothing to help keep your family and community safer at home, in schools, and at places of work. Go to alertid.com to learn more. Remember, it's free. alertid.com.
Got a legal question? Karen Conti will answer it on the other side of the news at 312-981-7200. It's 831. This news report is sponsored by Waltz Food Centers. Here's Roger Badish.
And the number of Illinois inmates released on paroles increased as lawmakers look to reduce the prison population, but funding to help parolees stay out of trouble has dropped dramatically because of the state budget crisis. And Illinois' prison work programs responsible for generating $52.6 million worth of products and services this past fiscal year. Prisoners earn on average $1.90 an hour as part of Illinois Correctional Industries. Program operates in 17 of the state's 24 prisons. New Orleans police say at least 10 people, probably more, were wounded in an apparent shootout at a park in New Orleans' 9th Ward. Police spokesperson Tyler Gamble says police were on their way to break up a big crowd when gunfire erupted at Bunny Friend Park. He says ambulances took 10 people to the hospitals, and police were told that others were taken by private vehicles. Gamble says investigators don't know how serious the wounds are or what started the shooting. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys,
since 1947, toys, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Man, I love watching Panera. I mean, this kid's like 11 years old. At least that's how old he looks. And he just seems to be in the right place at the right time. And he seems like he gets better every time he puts his skates on.
He's fun to watch.
Artemi Panarin with his first National Hockey League goal.
And do you notice his number? 72, 720 WGN, 72 Panarin. See what we did there?
Call him the WGN man.
That's it.
Check in with Coach Q on the Steve Cochran Show. Mornings on 720.
72
Panarin. WGN.
During the holidays, your home has more fire and burn hazards than any other time of the year. But a few simple steps can help keep your family safe. Water your tree daily. Turn pot handles towards the back of the stove. And never leave candles unattended. Shriners Hospitals for Children is sending its love to the rescue to help reduce the risk of fires and burns. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Get your tickets for Brew Lights, presented by Lewis Glunt's Beer, a 21 and older ticketed event at Lincoln Park Zoo on Wednesday, December 2nd. Tickets include beer samples and Zoo Lights attractions with proceeds benefiting the zoo. Find more details at WGNradio.com/events.
What does a waterfall have to do with a... How do mountains relate to... How is a... Anything like... What's the similarity between... And the answer is they are all parks, because the National Park Service isn't just about unspoiled nature. It's also about history, recreation, remembrance, and so many other things. Find out what a park can be to you at findyourpark.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative that will activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Think It Up empowers students to work together with their teachers to design projects harnessing their passions. Let's support the students and teachers whose work today will innovate our world tomorrow. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Think It Up. Join us at thinkitup.org.
WGN Sports. Bears losing to the Broncos earlier today, 17-15. Your Hawks taking on San Jose on the Circus road trip, but not till Wednesday. Pregame will be at 8:30, face-off at 9 with John Weideman, Troy Murray, right here in 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Before that, we've got Northwestern basketball as they take on North Carolina tomorrow night in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City. Pregame's going to be at 8, the tip-off at 8:15 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer on the call. On 720 WGN, WGNradio.com, and your WGN Radio smartphone app. Checking WGN traffic right now. Traffic moving along pretty good throughout the area. We're still dealing with a closed Route 59 between Schaumburg and Gulf because of an earlier accident between an ambulance and an SUV. Ongoing road construction on the southbound tri-state between Ogden and Archer, and on the outbound Jane Addams construction going on between Barrington Road and Route 59. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. It'll be mostly cloudy and windy through the nighttime hours, low of around 25. As we get into your Monday workday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. Windy conditions continuing Monday night, temperature down around 30. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 40. Temperature is now 23 at O'Hare and Skokie, Midway 24, 25 along the lakefront. The winds out of the south at 13, giving us a wind chill of 11. Next news, 9, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Karen Conti is here. Why? Because Karen cares, and she comes in and answers your legal questions at 312-981-7200. She's here every Sunday night. If you don't know that, well, then I don't know where you've been. So people have been hanging on. They've been waiting. But here's a text question before we go back to the phones. And this is good. We've kind of addressed this before. People always have this question. Is there a way to check to see what kind of record, and it's in quotes, a divorce attorney might have? How do you tell who might be better?
Yeah, that's really hard because there's no website that really rates people. And all the ones that you see are where lawyers pay for it, or pay for their rating, or they can kind of control their rating. And so some of those are just bogus. The best way to do it is really just talk to people. Talk to your accountant. Talk to, if you have a trust lawyer, ask your trust lawyer. Do you know somebody who does divorce? Call me. You know, I've got a network of people that I refer, you know, whether it's in Lake County or in Cook County for different things. And I know these people and I know they do good work. And I always ask for feedback. So when WGN listeners call me and I say I refer them to John Doe, please call me and let me know how it went, because I want to hear you had good success with that attorney. So that's really the best way to do it, is to network. Going online, you know, someone went to law school, someone's been a lawyer for 30 years. That doesn't mean they're good.
Somebody finished last in their law school class.
That's right.
Somebody did. And give that number in case people want to call and get a referral.
Sure. The best way to do it is to email me,
because
you're going to tell me what is it that you need exactly. You don't even say a real estate lawyer, because that could mean a real estate closing. That could mean real estate litigation. I don't know what that means. So you got to tell me a little bit about your case.
Right.
And you're going to tell me where you are, what county, and I will see if I can get you somebody who I know and I have some history with. That number, you can email me at kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kconti.com. law.com, or call me at 312-332-7800.
All right, somebody staying on the divorce topic.
Okay.
From the 224, I misunderstood my decree and overpaid my wife thousands of dollars in child support. Is that money recoverable?
Ooh, you know, I've seen that before, and a lot of times the judges do not want to have her disgorge that money. You know, I don't know exactly, how that happened. You misread it, so you continued to pay, maybe over a period of time, or maybe, you know, whatever it was. Depends on how much it is, and it depends on the situation of your ex-wife. If there's, you know, not a lot of money in this estate, and, you know, she's living paycheck to paycheck and support check to support check, the judge may not order her to disgorge it.
Okay.
I don't know if there's ongoing support or ongoing expenses for the kids, but perhaps, and I've seen this happen where maybe the kids are going to college and now you have to contribute, you can make the argument that I overpaid by $15,000. I should get credit for that when it comes to contributing.
Right.
But generally speaking, judges don't like to have the person with the children pay that money back.
All right, and that makes sense. Let's go out to Westmont and say hi to James. James, you're on WGN.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Thanks. Good, thanks.
Hi.
Kate Conti, that's C-O-N-T-I,
that's law. Right. Kate Conti at kcontilaw.com.
Oh, at? Okay. Is that your email address, or is that?
That's my email address.
Okay, beautiful. The other night I'm coming home, and I'm a 59-year-old retired carpenter. Okay, and there was these two women that I've never seen before parked in, the pathway that I take up to my building.
Okay.
Okay.
So they're parked illegally, and so they're all marked with yellow lines and everything. So I just asked him, hey, could you move? It's like 3:30 in the morning. I don't know what these women are doing out. But anyways, they got irritated, and they both jumped out. And I'm like 170 pounds, and they're both like 250. They're big girls. And one whacks me over the head with a car seat. The other one starts punching me. And so I pushed him aside real quick. And so now I got stitches all over my head, blood dripping down all over the place.
Did you call the cops?
And the cops came, and they charged me for pushing the girls away from me. And I was thinking I was just defending myself. And they took pictures. I got blood all over my head. Like I said, I had to get an ambulance, go to the hospital.
What were the charges? Battery?
Yeah, simple battery.
Did you go to court on that charge, and what happened with it?
No, this just happened.
Okay.
I got to go on the 21st of December, so I got quite a ways. But I want to get an attorney, and defend myself.
Yeah, you should. Give me a call. I know a good person to do this kind of work. Get a lawyer. I mean, that happens all the time where the cops get it wrong. And, you know, I have to say a lot of times when there's a male side and a female side, you know, when it comes down to it and the police don't know what to do, they'll charge the man and not the female, you know. That's just the nature of it. It happens in domestic violence sometimes as well. Not always. But you need a good lawyer and you need to, you know, get the reasonable doubt across to the judge that you were defending yourself. In fact, you were the victim. If you're talking about filing a civil lawsuit against them, it's going to be difficult because you were charged.
I don't want any compensation. I just want my name cleared from this stupid, ridiculous misdemeanor.
Yeah, no, you should. You don't want that on your record. So why don't you give me a quick email tomorrow, and I'll send you the name and number of a lawyer who I think you should use for that. Okay.
All right, and again, James, that's kconti@kcontilaw.com. So you can get that. Good luck. Yeah, that's gotta be tough.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You never know what people are gonna do if you get into any sort of. And it sounds like he was in the right. If you're parked and blocking the road, you should be able to say to somebody, hey, can you move your car?
You know, and the key is what happened the moment before someone made the first attack.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like the Trayvon Martin case. It's like you can talk about who was right and who shouldn't have been there and who was trespassing. But the bottom line is before anybody takes a shot or takes a slap or whatever they do, was there something that prompted that?
Right.
You know, so, if those women, did he push first? He says no. So they start hitting him because he was being mouthy. That's probably, you know, that's not correct, and they should be charged with battery. But now we have a situation where, you know, he's in the wrong seat right now.
Yeah. Karen's here at 312-981-7200. If you have a legal question, get it in. We have a little bit more time. Text came in from the 847. Due to the heavy snow, a large branch of my tree fell and damaged my neighbor's new fence. Will my homeowner's insurance pay for the damage?
You know, that's a good question. I think it will pay for that because it was on your property, so it is your tree.
And there's a picture if you want.
Oh, there's a picture of it.
Picture.
Oh my gosh.
There's a picture of the branch. It's a big branch.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure that it does. Yes, I'm almost positive that it does now that I'm thinking about it because there have been cases where people's trees fall on their own roof and that is covered. What is not covered is the damage to trees. If you damages one of your bushes or your trees, generally speaking, that's exempted from. Insurance coverage.
Because this is kind of act of God stuff. The person isn't negligent because they have a tree in their yard and they can't help it if the snow keeps falling.
Right.
You sent me a link to an article. I was not able to get into it because it was on a super secret lawyer website I'm not privy to. But it was about a circuit clerk who was indicted, and it has something to do with Dorothy Brown.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Dorothy Brown, has been our circuit clerk for a long time. She's very qualified. She's got a law degree, a master's degree, and a CPA, I believe. And she, you know, has done a pretty good job. But she's been under investigation, we think, and we've heard, for a long period of time regarding some of her hiring practices. I have no idea what the truth is, but what's troubling, it's going to be troubling to her, is that one of her clerks was arrested for lying in a grand jury. Apparently a grand jury is sitting, which means that someone's going to be in trouble. And he supposedly was hired shortly after he paid $15,000 to Dorothy Brown's husband in a form of a loan. So he said that he had nothing to do with it and he didn't talk to Dorothy. And apparently that's a lie, according to the feds. And they're charging him with a felony. So, you know, this doesn't bode well for Dorothy Brown, because if this is part of something they're investigating, what they do is they get the underlings first.
Right.
They try to charge whoever they can, and then they make them flip the big cheese. So, you know, I think this is something we need to watch and wait. And again, I hate to hear these stories. You know, I hate to hear it because I like people who are successful.
Right.
I like to hear
she obviously worked hard.
She worked very hard to get where she was. She came from very little means and worked her way through. And I hate to see these people, you know, but it happens over and over and over again here in Chicago. It doesn't seem to be an end.
Unbelievable. When we come back, Mike Huckabee has a little issue with a local band. We'll get into that and so much more. 312-981-7200. If you have a question for Karen, get it in now. Final few minutes with Karen on the other side. It's 720 WGN.
Do you think...
In these challenging times, you can do so much for those who have so little. Contribute to Chicago Tribune Holiday Giving and help your neighbors in need. Give a gift today. Call 1-800-217-3190. Even a small donation can work wonders. The McCormick Foundation will match 50 cents on a dollar, making your contribution go even further. 100% goes to those in need, and 100% stays in Chicagoland. Give today and make a brighter tomorrow at chicagotribune.com/holidaygiving.
Hello, I'm James Carville. You may know me as a political strategist, but I'm also a proud Marine veteran. I respect all who serve and sacrifice for our country, and I'm especially honored to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, who advocates for our nation's veterans with spinal cord injuries to receive the quality health care, benefits, and rehabilitation programs they desperately need and rightfully deserve. Join me in helping our injured veterans.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Do you know about the expanded fictive kin law that took effect this year? It affects children in the care of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services and the people who would like to foster or adopt them. Fictive kin is any individual unrelated by birth or marriage, someone who has a close emotional tie with the child or the family. The law lets people like a step-parent or older step-sibling adopt or foster and keeps kids connected to those who are concerned about their well-being. To learn more about the fictive kin law, visit dcfs.illinois.gov.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
A human voice. It can be sweet as music, powerful as thunder.
And so, my fellow Americans.
But not for millions with COPD. This serious lung disease makes it hard to breathe. And many who have COPD don't know it. That's where your voice comes in. If you or a loved one have symptoms, talk with a healthcare provider. And join us in raising our voices for the millions with COPD who can't. Learn more, breathe better, at NIH.gov.
We played this because Karen wanted to do some push-ups, and she wanted to airbox Cody, shadowbox with Cody. Unfortunately, she knocked him right out because Cody has a glass jaw, but that's fine. Welcome back.
Sorry, Cody.
Listen, the guy needs to take a punch now and again. Oh, look, he's awake. Are you all right? Everything okay? No, he's still all shaky. He's in a fetal position. Karen Conti is here for a few more minutes, 312-981-7200. We'll talk about why we played that song in a minute. But since we have somebody waiting to talk to you, let's talk to Venkat. He's in Hoffman Estates. Welcome to WGN.
Hi. I just have a question. I recently bought a home, and they gave me a house warranty. And before I move in, after the purchase, the furnace died. So I called the home warranty people. They came and then they sent up a person. And that person said that this furnace cannot be repairable. So they asked me to send me the home report, which was done before the purchase. So I sent the report and they said this furnace cannot be supported and it cannot be. The warranty will not work on it.
Let me ask you, is this a new home?
No, it is a old home, 1985.
Okay, then who gave you the home warranty? The prior owners?
Prior owners, yes.
Okay. You know, I have to tell you, home warranties really stink. You know, if you read a home warranty, you don't get much of anything. I had a case with a brand new set of homes that the foundations were compromised.
Right.
It didn't cover the foundations.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fix it.
No, it's ridiculous.
You know, it doesn't cover major things. It covers little things that maybe not even worth it for you to
right.
claim on the warranty. So you know what? You probably, I don't know how much it's worth the repairs, but you might have someone look at the warranty and really read it and make sure that they're denying your coverage for it properly, because they also try not to cover it. That's another thing that they
sure.
do. But again, you know, if you can read the warranty and understand it, probably does exclude whatever you're asking for. But if you're not, you know, you can always give me a call and I can see if I can help you with that.
Yeah, it's those things are rough. Good luck, Venkat. And Karen, what's that number?
312-332-7800 or kconti@kcontilaw.com.
Yeah, we've had those in the past.
Yeah.
That's a bit, oh, we're going to include this home warranty when you buy this house. And you're like, all right, well, things should be covered. And most of them, it's some cover a lot. Some cover almost nothing.
I had one where the home builder, which is a very reputable builder, new home, they buy the house, they get this great warranty, right? I think you paid extra for it. And who goes in and does the repair work? The same builder. So the builder screws up the building of the windows or whatever it was. And then now they have to go back and repair it. And guess what they say? You know what? There's nothing wrong with them. We did it right the first time.
Yeah, that's
why do you get a warranty if they didn't do it right the first time and the people who did it wrong are coming in to repair it? Makes no sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. All right, let's go back to why we played Survivor's Eye of the Tiger when we came back, not only because you wanted to punch Cody in the mouth,
right,
but because Survivor, a local band, is suing Mike Huckabee for copyright infringement because he played Eye of the Tiger at a campaign appearance. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I think he also played it, because I went back and looked at this. And remember when the clerk in Kentucky was refusing to sign the gay marriage licenses? I think he used it when he was on the dais with her.
He did. He did. And that was, I think that was when they first knew he was using it, and then he used it again. And part of their complaint is that Mike Huckabee knows copyright law because he has a number of books that he's published, a radio show, other things.
He's got a band himself.
Right. So he knows copyright law.
Yeah. Well, generally speaking, you know, ASCAP, we all know what that is, and it's basically a performing rights organization that covers like millions and millions of different songs and about 500,000 different artists. And anyone who uses a song, like even when we use a song, we have to pay the rights to do that. Or if you go into a bar and they're playing something in a background, you have to pay for it. It's very nominal, but basically ASCAP collects that and gives it to the performing artist. In addition to that, so he did not get permission. And in addition to that, there's another step to this. If somebody is using your song to promote their image, even if they get a proper license, they can't do that without the permission.
Okay.
So the idea is that Huckabee is using that to promote his image, and apparently the people at Survivor don't like to be associated with Mike Huckabee for one reason or another.
For whatever, yeah.
And you see that a lot, right? Listen, I don't want to
Bruce
be associated with
it. Did it with, I think it was Born in the USA when Ronald Reagan was used. There were all sorts of artists have done this.
You can imagine that some people will think, Survivor must be very ultra-conservative because they're, you know, he consented
Mike
to doing
Huckabee's
that.
Using their song.
So they do have to enforce that, and I guess this whole matter is going to be settled, and they'll probably come out with a statement, Mike Huckabee didn't pay the money and there was no consent, blah, blah, blah.
Do these kind of cases result in money? Will Mike Huckabee have to pay survivors something,
you know,
or will it just be like a cease and desist?
Yes, it could be a cease and desist, but my guess is that they already sent the cease and desist and he didn't do it.
And he didn't
by the time you get to a federal lawsuit, you know, this is significant. There's also attorney's fees that are paid necessarily. So some of these cases, even if there's nominal damages, it builds up because you've got attorney's fees and costs and those kinds of things. And I think, you know, essentially money will be paid to settle this, but there'll also be a statement to the press that there was no consent.
No consent. And those kind of things happen. Even if you were to quote somebody's were any of that kind of stuff, if it's copyrighted, you can't use it. I know we get emails all the time about, you know, on the WGN website, don't use copyrighted photos. Don't use it because people are looking out for this stuff.
It gets very complicated too, because even if you use it for something and then it gets put on the web, then there's another layer of performing that goes on. So it's not just doing it in person, but if it's recorded and then replayed, then you've got a whole other layer of use and performance fees.
That's crazy. Any other big legal stories on the horizon? What's happening?
Well, let's see. Oh boy. Was there anything else I saw?
What do you think of all this this stuff with on Mizzou's campus and Yale's campus and all that? You teach as well. Have you found that college students have become less and less tolerant to other people's views, even though they are, you know, they proclaim that, you know, it's all about free speech and our rights, until someone's free speech differs from theirs, and then it's all about shutting people down?
You know, I haven't seen that. I teach law school, so maybe that's slightly different. But let me tell you something, and a lot of people aren't going to like me saying this, but I think it goes to a different aspect. And I think that there is a coddling that has gone on with this generation a little bit, where everyone gets a trophy, and we know about the helicopter parents, and we've heard these things. But if you go online and really put in there and see what the psychology is, these kids have never been, you know, hurt. They've never been damaged. They haven't really fended for themselves too much because their parents have really taken care of them, which is good.
To a point,
but to
yes.
a point. But when they are offended by something, they don't know how to handle it. Whereas, in, you know, back, you know, maybe when I was in college, people said nasty things. We didn't have political correctness. We got used to people saying nasty things that were gender-specific or racial-specific. Not that it's good. We shouldn't tolerate that.
No.
But it's going to happen, and especially when you've got people putting on plays and school newspapers with edgy topics.
You or know, a speaker coming to campus.
That's what college is about. It's about unpopular speech and learning to discern what is right and what is wrong. And so I think it's gone way too far.
And this uncomfortable, uncomfortableness doesn't necessarily mean you've been offended. You just sometimes ideas can make you uncomfortable, and it causes you to think about them. There was
Absolutely.
Just the other day at one of the University of Wisconsin campuses in La Crosse, they're doing construction on the student center. So, you know, there's contractor trucks all over. A semi was there delivering things, and on the grill of the semi was a Confederate flag. Some of the students freaked out, and the dean went over, talked to the truck driver. He removed his Confederate flag. He's like, all right. But then the dean put out a campus-wide letter apologizing for the fear and angst that had been
inflicted on the student body. By some truck driver who was delivering some stuff.
Who had no on a private vehicle. It is just like fear and angst because someone saw a Confederate flag. Nobody got strung up. It was a truck driver who was dropping stuff off.
Yeah.
It's
like a hostile school environment or something. Yeah.
Yes.
I think we've gone too far. You know, I like the idea that we're a politer society. But when we get to the point where we're so offended by all this stuff, it sort of goes the other way. Then I would become angry that I have to control my thought process.
Everything. Well, listen, give people one more call on your number and email so they can get a hold of you this week.
Sure, 312-332-7800. And when you give me an email, give me a little bit about your case or about your problem, your issue, and tell me where it is. So if it's downstate, you know, it's a whole different set of lawyers that I would refer you to as opposed to here in Chicago. So that email address is kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
And you'll be on Wednesday with Steve at 6:40?
I will be, and
Sounds
I wish
good.
Everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and we will talk to you again next Sunday night.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. All right, we'll be back to say goodbye after this, 720 WGN.